Fair enough. Hey, I tell you what else we like is coming home, getting the home fans a chance to see this team for the first time this season, and perfect football weather, for goodness sake, you know, just around 70 degrees and a gorgeous Chamber of Commerce day, and it's good to be at home.
Yeah, it's great to be at home. You know, we're going to have a big day. It's it's Atchison Community Day. We're going to have Alumni Day as well, too, so I'm really excited for that. We're unveiling a new video board that's going to be, by the way, named after the Gardemeyer family, so Gardemeyer family video board. And that's a credit to Coach Gardemeyer. It's a beautiful addition to our game day atmosphere, you know, and I'm really excited for that. We've got a new intro video that goes with it and some new things that are going along with it. We're doing some advertisements for local businesses, and they're, you know, really, it's a great partnership to have within our community, those local businesses. And, you know, so I'm really excited for everybody to see what's going to happen. You know, and of course, biggest thing is we need to come out and play well. You know, we need to come out and take advantage of the opportunity we have to play at home. We only have 5 home games, so we don't want to waste those games. We want to play well. And, you know, William Penn, a year ago, we went to their place, and it was a tight game, 10-7. And we didn't play well offensively. We played really well on defense and special teams. And, you know, we've got to come out ready to go, because these guys are well coached. They're disciplined. They play hard. And they'll compete for sure.
Yeah, it feels like William Penn, every time it's a very close game, and now you got a coach in his second year who's just kind of getting his game legs underneath him, and so you know they're going to be good, they're going to be ready for you.
Well, yeah, if you look at Coach Benavides' track record, he took an Avila program who was really down in the KCAC, and he built them up to a playoff team and took them to the playoffs in 2022, and they went on the road and only lost to Indiana Wesleyan 14-7. And so his organizational skills, I have a lot of respect for him. I work with him on some things within the conference coaches committee, and he's organized. He's a really, really respected person. He's sharp. And so, you know, he's got a good staff. And so they'll come in here with a good plan for sure. And so it's just a matter of us focusing on ourselves and getting better. How much can we improve from week one to week two? You know, we've seen the top level competition now we went on the road and played at Morningside. So, you know, it's, in my opinion, it's not going to get much harder than that. And so that's why we scheduled the way we did, so we can see that right away and see what we're made of. And we found out, you know, we've got some guys who, you know, are loyal. We've got some guys who are playmakers, who believe in what we're doing. And, that was a huge benefit for us playing Morningside. And we'll see moving forward how that pays off. But as long as we can stay healthy, I think we're going to be pretty dangerous.
Coach, we appreciate your time, man. Best of luck here this afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we get set for the 2024 home opener at Wilcox Stadium this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. These two offenses last week combined for over 100 points of offense. Last year when these two teams played each other, they combined for 17 points of offense. I don't think it's going to be such the high output, but I also don't think we're going to be on the low end of that spectrum. I expect this ballgame to be played in the mid-20s to 30 points type game. I think the key to today's game, especially for the Ravens, to come away with the victory, is force the quarterback to throw interceptions. Ramsey threw 4 of them last year against you. Last week you were able to take 2 interceptions back to the house. You had 3 turnovers on the day. Benedictine has to keep the foot on the gas when it comes to defense and taking the ball away and turning those into points. You flip the script and start looking at the offense and say, what does the offense need to do? They've ran the ball so effectively against Morningside last week. I think you need to see Witherspoon, but also a really nice dose of Xavier Ugorji. Ugorji is a guy we saw put up big numbers in the first half and then kind of taper off in the second half. Again, dominant running game, score some on defense. This should be a great home opener for the Ravens here this afternoon. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Where we're getting set for Raven football. It's the home opener of 2024 as the 1-0 Ravens play host to William Penn. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with you here. These two teams, Gus, getting set to go. This should be a really good game between a couple of teams who expect a good season.
Yeah, you talk about two teams who last year when they met up, it was a 10-7 Benedictine win up in Oskaloosa, Iowa. I expect more points this afternoon. I don't expect the crazy amount of points that both teams scored in week one.
The flip of the coin was won by William Penn, who has elected to defer. A little bit of a surprise, I think, to you and I up here in the booth. And they're going to be kicking the Benedictine. Ravens are going to receive the ball, a duo of return men standing back at the 5-yard line. It will be kicked off by Chris Panagua. And his boot is away. It is very short. End over end. Running forward is going to be taken at the 17. Cutting to the left side, 35. Uh-oh, 40. Look out, 50. We're going to be 40. Count this kickoff return as the Ravens' first score of the afternoon. Touchdown, Ravens. Let's make that an 83-yard kickoff return. And Benedictine, 13 seconds into the game, is on the board.
What a job right there by Dalton Witherspoon. The ball bounced. He actually had to go back, pick it up, and it looked like the play was going to fall apart, but he found a little bit of a seam and was able to run up the far sideline right in front of the Penn coaching staff as he takes that thing back to the house. And as quickly as that, the Ravens are not going to put their offense on the field as the special team gets on the board quickly.
All right, Benedictine now looking for the PAT. Coming up here is going to be Harry Balke. The ball is going to be held by Jackson Dooley. How about Jackson? He gets out of the field for the first time with his team already up by 6. The point after is through there at Joseph. That quickly, we're getting our first break of the afternoon. 14:47 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens in front, 7.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
For the first nacho had not even been enjoyed out here in the stands before Benedictine gets themselves on the scoreboard and explodes with an opening kickoff return for the score to lead 7-0. They got that new scoreboard adjusted up, and the score is now correct, and here we go. Getting set to boot it away for Benedictine is going to be Cullen Bruner. Cullen is your kickoff specialist. He'll be kicking it away to Norini Mohammed and Brandon Powell, who are both back at the 10-yard line. Guys, we've seen schools go to that little bit shorter kickoff. I think that's what William Penn was looking to do, and they think that the kick coverage is going to get downfield, but that time the Ravens blocked that so well, it just did not pan out. This kick is going to be retrieved at the 3. Cutting to the right side at the 10, down at the 12-yard line. There's a day and night difference as Brandon Powell tries to go to the right side, but how about Dylan Witherspoon? Let's see, you know, what are you going to do? The Witherspoon family well represented here. First play, a touchdown. Second play, the other Witherspoon brother with the kick coverage tackle.
Yeah, on the opening kickoff, we saw Dalton take it to the house. Dylan makes the kick coverage tackle, and now William Penn backed up a little bit. They're going to be inside their own 15. Mark this thing down at the 13-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Penn.
Yeah, quarterback Sterling Ramsey II, a 6-foot, 180-pound junior out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Boy, there's all kinds of trouble out there. William Penn is so confused. They're bouncing around. They're running into the officials now. They're going to get trips to the left side. The play clock is still got plenty of time. QB's back. Fires one. Right side.
Picked off.
Intercepted at the 30. 25. 20. Left side 15. To the 10. To the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. Javon Blomquist and Benedictine. 32 seconds into the game. How's their second touchdown this afternoon?
Well, we talked about it last week up at Morningside that Benedictine had 2 pick sixes. They had that many all of last season. And how about this? One offensive play for Penn into the ballgame. Benedictine with another pick six. They started the game with the pick six against Morningside last week. They started the second half with a pick six, and now they start this quarter or this half with a pick six. How about that? 3 pick sixes to start the last 3 halves.
And a minute ago, I'm talking about Benedictine quarterback Jackson Dooley out on the field because he holds for the PATs. He's out on the field leading by a touchdown and hasn't taken a snap. He's out there going to hold again, leading by 2 touchdowns, and still hasn't taken a snap this afternoon. And Benedictine is very confused. This has taken forever because I don't think the PAT team is anywhere near ready to go.
No, you have guys that are over there in the defensive huddle. You got guys that are over there on the offensive side trying to figure things out.
They need
to
take a
timeout.
We're going
to quickly race out the last guy, and you're fine. The play clock just now getting started, only down to 25.
Ravens lucky that that play clock didn't get started very quickly, but I guess they're going to be ready to go. PAT coming up. It is down. It is up. Count it. And we're taking another break, Joseph. Incredible. 14-28 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine 14. William Penn, nothing.
Ta-da! For our next trip, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn 3 free.
Here comes the Benedictine kickoff, and this one is high and deep, and they're just going to stand at the 10-yard line and let her sail out the back of the end zone. This will be, Gus, the best play of the game so far for William Penn, letting that ball go out the end zone.
Yes, first positive they've had.
Yes. It'll provide them their best field position of the afternoon so far.
So last year against Benedictine, Sterling Ramsey only threw 3 interceptions. One of those was taken back to the house against them. Dominique Stone King was able to return one for a touchdown last year. So, Ramsey has kind of that whole colorblind thing going on right now. Throwing to the wrong jersey, and for William Penn, they're going to come out with an empty backfield, and I really figured you'd probably just run the ball to get something good to happen to start the game.
from their own 25-yard line. We'll see what Penn's got on offense. Quarterback is going to drop back, throw one over the middle. And is it caught? It is a diving catch. The gain of it is into the 37-yard line and a Statesman first down. And you could tell right there from that play, William Penn watched the video from last week's Benedictine game running that slant.
Yep, that's exactly what they did. They took the slant out of the inside receiver, and that was Lucas Hamilton. Lined up in the slot, just cut right in front of Blue Kaplinger, able to pick up a first down and take the ball all the way out to the 39-yard line. So William Penn, they get up over the football quickly, but they don't snap the ball quickly. Lots of motion and lots of getting guys set. Now they're going to motion guys all the way back across the formation.
First and 10, they're going to have it at the 39-yard line. QB's back, throwing deep, downfield. He's got his man off his fingertips. That was a touchdown wasted. So for William Penn, a simple fly route straight down the field and taking it down the left side. It was a great effort down there for Penn by Kevon Bickham, the wide receiver, but he is unable to catch it off the hands.
Yeah, Kavai Bickman was a guy who didn't even show up on our two deeps. He didn't play last week for William Penn, so interesting to see him trying to get into the mix early on.
First running play of the day is going to be a handoff and trying to bounce out to the left side, turning it up the near sideline, and Destin Loring out of Charleston, South Carolina makes the carry. Zachary Lacombe, he is the story of Benedictine's defense from last week with his tremendous, tremendous outing.
Yeah, he's a reigning conference defensive player of the week coming off that big game last week where he had 9 tackles plus the pick 6 to start the game.
Talking to Coach last week after the game, and he was saying that you talk about that slant. The opposing team is looking at the defense, and then what they're doing is they're fighting Jackson Hoskins and going the other way. QB's back to throw here, fires one for that same slant. This time it's going to be incomplete. And again, working on Blue Kaplinger. They're looking for Blue and staying away from Jackson.
Yeah, right now they're looking at Blue because, again, that's kind of the mismatch. Is it's a safety working in space. That time they were looking again for Lucas Hamilton running that screen over the middle. Now the Ravens will send their punt return unit out there. Good to see Jayshon back there.
Jayshon Todd is going to settle in for Benedictine just inside his own 25-yard line with 13:24 to go in the opening quarter. And BC set to get their hands on the ball offensively for the first time today. Long count, Mason Ford, the punter, will advance and gets it away. Oh, that's a good kick, end over end, and it's going to have Todd backing up, and then it'll bounce out of bounds. And so for the Ravens, first and 10, and a look at the offense for the first time this afternoon. Is they're going to have it at their own 18-yard line, leading 14-0, 13-16 to go in the opening quarter.
So in the past, you've talked to Coach Osborne about his first couple drives and scripting his plays. And last year, he talked about how he scripts the first 25. You don't script those expecting to be up 14 before you have to run one, right?
Yeah, but if you're a coach and you've scripted 25, even up 14, are you still running that script?
You're still running the script.
Absolutely.
You liked it.
Yeah. Here's a handoff. Witherspoon puts his head down, runs over a couple of guys. Because last year he could not have done that. Picks up 5 right there.
Yeah, we talked about it at length last week against Morningside that with Dalton Witherspoon, having put on that extra 20 pounds in the offseason, he is running a little more downhill with a little more force that time, able to blow over the safety and pick up 5 on the first down carry.
Two receivers to the left side and 2 to the right for Benedictine on a second down 5 at their own 23-yard line. QB's back, flares it over to the near side. It's going to be caught along the line of scrimmage, crossing the 25, and up near the first down marker goes Jacob Gathright.
Yeah, Jacob Gathright doing a great job following the blocking over there of Jacoby Hinton. Jacoby, the big 6'2", 280-pound junior left guard, as he came from the left side, pulled to the right. He was a leading blocker over there, able to pick up a first down for the Ravens and keep this drive alive at the 12:20 mark of the first quarter.
Jacob was a hard guy to stop last week. 3 catches, 2 touchdowns for BC in that season-opening win. And we got a lot of movement. The defense looks over to the sideline, and Ravens take the snap, and Jackson, with tons of time, finally finds his man coming out of the backfield and picking up about 5 yards. It's going to be taken by Dalton Witherspoon, just short of the 35-yard line. What in the world is going on out there? That was not pretty.
If I were on the Penn sideline, I would be going ballistic right now because Ravens had a receiver that flinched, and he threw his hands up. He knew he was offside. Mitchell never called anything, so he just kind of went with it. It was all said and done. The Ravens with a nice pickup on first down.
Give them a half a dozen to their own 34-yard line. 11 and a half to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a two-touchdown lead. It happens again, and this time the marker does sail.
The Ravens got away with it on the first down call. They said, why not try it on the second? False start. Offense. Number 10. It's a five-yard penalty. Second down. This time it was a different player, but the same thing. And it'll be backed up. So the Ravens are now looking at a second and nine call right here.
Joseph is going to be wide to the left side. Also a man wide right. Single running back behind Dooley, who's now checking off at the line of scrimmage. Little wraparound handoff. Witherspoon breaks a couple of tackles. Look at him go at the 30, 35. Push from behind. Going to be close to the first down. And again, a carry, Gus, that he would not have had probably the strength and extra weight to have carried forward. And give tons of credit to Harrison Schmidt. How about the big sophomore left tackle who got out in front of that thing?
Yeah, he got out there and was pushing the stack at the end, and it will be now a third and one for the Ravens.
Great crowd on hand here at Community Day at Benedictine College. Second down and a yard from their 37. Again, the handoff, Witherspoon ducks up, picks up the first down across the 40, getting 3 yards or so. First and 10 Ravens.
Ravens are going to bring Jacob and Jay Sean back for this first down. Out comes Perrott and what, Sanford?
Yep. So the Ravens bring in the speed set. I'm going to call this a speed set.
And we saw that last week that Perrott and Sanford were coming in as a group and Jay Sean and Jacob were coming in as a group.
Now they're going to bring Dalton Witherspoon to bring him very wide to the near side all the way to the numbers and quarterback Dooley all alone in the backfield on his first down call. Ravens at their own 41-yard line. Dooley sets up in a pocket, throwing deep downfield. He's got Joseph, who has it go off his fingertips and incomplete. We saw that last week.
Yeah, so the Ravens right there, just trying to dial one up for Joseph. He wasn't able to get much separation from the cornerback right there, and the ball hit off of his hands and incomplete. It'll bring up a second and 10 for the Raven offense. Jacob's going to check out of the ball game, and the Ravens are going to bring in LeBron.
You talk about getting no separation, but again, that ball was so well thrown. He had enough separation that it was in front of him and had it in his hands, but he's going to get to stay in the game.
Xavier Ugorji is going to have to check in because Dalton Witherspoon's helmet came off, and now the Ravens are going to have to burn a timeout because they just look a little confused and disheveled out there.
First offensive series for Benedictine, moving a little bit laboriously, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, 10 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's all Ravens early, 14-0.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine looking at a second down, 10 of their own 41-yard line. And as Gus mentioned a moment ago, into the lineup, Xavier Ugorji. He has incredible speed. The Ravens got a fake to him and go with a little reverse to the outside. That's not going very far, yard or two to Jay Sean Todd. Jay Sean ran about 40 yards all the way from the numbers on the right side across the middle of the field and to the left, finally turning it upfield, picking up two. It'll bring up a second down, 8.
That was a play that the Ravens ran last week against Morningside. Didn't have a great deal of success with it, and that time William Penn had it sniffed out from the start.
Sometimes as a staff, you just have in your heart that that play is going to work, and you're going to run it until it does, maybe. Third down. Third down, 8. Jay Sean will come motioning over to the near side and back to throw Dooley. Steps up over the middle, nearly picked off, and the Ravens are lucky that wasn't taken away.
So he almost had that thing picked off twice. Davion Brewer in front, he pulled his hand down, and the guy behind him, Howard Herta, picked off Jackson 3 times last year. in Oskaloosa, and that time had it in both hands and couldn't hold on to it.
So Benedictine, having gotten a touchdown from his special teams, a touchdown from his defense, unable to get anything on the board or much yardage from his offense in his first possession, and they're going to be punting the football away. Cullen Bruner from his own 30-yard line, the return man at the Statesman 15. A 14-0 Benedictine lead here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The boot is away. It's high and kind of dies at the 25, takes a big Raven bounce to the 10, down to the 5, to the 3, to the 2, and stopped at the 1-yard line. What a job. And the return guy, Nuriani Muhammad, he didn't even make an effort at it.
Yeah, look at him. He's walking off very slowly and trying to stay as far away from the coaching staff as you can.
What a duck the coach, man.
Telling you, after a play like that, that's a tough break for William Penn's kick return team. And now for Penn, whose offense hasn't been great today, they're going to start this thing with a quarterback standing in his own end zone.
Right now, guys, just how good is that Benedictine special teams group? They have been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the cornerstones of this group this season.
9 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine in front, 14-0. And William Penn's offense standing in the end zone. They'll try to hand off into the middle and give themselves a little breathing room. They'll get a yard. They might even give them close to the 2-yard line, yard and a half. Blake Castile had a couple of nice tackles last week. You know, he and Marvin Stringfellow. Marvin out of a little town over in eastern Missouri you may have heard of, St. Louis, Missouri. And from a little high school that you may have heard of, who's put out a couple of football players, Luther North.
Yeah, what? Toriano Pride Jr.
That's one of them. Now the pride of the Tigers after having moved there this year. Here's a handoff. They'll try to sweep to the outside and be well short of the 5-yard line. Jackson Hoskins. What a great defender he is for Benedictine. Pushes him out of bounds. They'll call it at the 4-yard line. Third down, 7.
The Ravens are going to bring in an edge rusher, Kazim Burrow, 6'2", sophomore out of Maybank, Texas. They're going to bring him in and put him on the right side. They're going to put on the left side is Heath Baker from Atchison. And in the middle, it's going to be big Isaac Anderson out of San Diego.
Here's the thing you got to understand in game two, and now Penn continues to run guys in late. And now the officials running up over to football. Now they're going to back away. Even the officials are a little confused here in week two. Third down, and no time on the play clock, and there, finally, the penalty marker's hurled into the air.
Well, the running back in the backfield sitting there trying to call timeout. I'm not so sure the officials are going to give
timeout.
It to him.
William Penn.
There
he is. Out of the half.
Let's hang on to it. What do you say? We warned Joseph out enough during the first 6-7 minutes of the ball game. 8:20 to go in the opening quarter. Got to welcome all of our listeners from coast to coast and around the world, and, you know, pick your numbers. 367 here in Atchison, but you also could be in the 954 and picking up a little Raven football this afternoon.
Well, it's not quite 90 degrees here in Atchison today. 72 at kickoff, wind out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour, and 46% humidity here in Atchison. Now, you talk about that little bit of a wind at 7 miles per hour coming out of the northeast. If you look at the flags over here on the northeast corner of the end zone, you're going to say,
for immediate timeout,
you're going to say, that there is no wind happening, but if you look over here towards, you know, the admin building, all of a sudden you see those flags really standing up.
Yeah, it kind of got some trees and some cover up toward the baseball field, and when you look over to the right and look above and beyond the new scoreboard, you can see the structure going up and that beams skeleton in place for the new library building. It's going to be a real centerpiece of this Raven College campus.
You know, something that's not going to be a centerpiece, at least of the conference, St. Ambrose football.
Oh.
They at least didn't give up a touchdown in the third quarter. I'm going to guess that Baker went ahead and called off the dogs because at half, Baker was leading St. Ambrose 45-0. At the end of three, it's still 45-0.
If I'm on the Baker squad, and I would never be, but if I were, I would like my chances of getting into the game today.
You'd feel pretty good about it.
Like, if you don't play today, I think they're telling you something, okay? Oh, what's this? Clark, Missouri Baptist today in Creve Coeur.
So Missouri Baptist right now leading Clark 7-0, 5 minutes left in the first quarter of that one. The rest of the games in the conference are night games. You're going to have Graceland at Missouri Valley, Central Methodist at Peru, Mid-America at Culver-Stockton, and not sure why, but William Woods is going to travel up to Des Moines today. I'm not going to say they're even going to play Grandview. They're just going to show up against Grandview.
And we've been talking about the area coach. You got the 314 pretty well represented with that game going on over there, and we've had a number of players from over on that side of the state. Here's a pass into the right flat. A, very well defended. B, very poorly thrown. C, incomplete. It's fourth down and six from inside their own five-yard line. So for William Penn, not a very successful possession.
Yeah, and you're going to put your punter, Mason Ford, in a really bad position. He's going to have his heels on the back line. And Benedictum was close on that last punt of being able to get back there and block it. This time, I think you're going to sell out and go after it. Jay Sean's going to settle in around the 41, and here we go.
Mason Ford, a hometown kid out of Oskaloosa, Iowa. And he'll step up and just got that thing away. Side spinning kick. And again, it's going to go away from the return man. And it's going to have a huge role. As kind of a moment ago, we saw the same thing. But this time it's off for Jay Sean Toddy. Watching that thing go by him, 45, 50, 45. And finally down to the 43-yard line as it just stayed in the field of play. It kept rolling and rolling. And Jay Sean is also probably thinking, I'm probably out to upfield at that thing.
Joseph Abrams was the guy who was getting after the punter and came up just a little short. He is a sophomore defensive end out of Tomball, Texas.
Here comes a Benedictine offense. Oddly enough, even though the Ravens leading at 14 to nothing, the yardage disparity between these teams is not much. Benedictine with 30 total yards. William Penn has 20. And so the Ravens offense looking to maybe come to life here a little bit from their own 43, first down. Three to the right. Motion will go over to the left side. Ugorgie will stay in the offensive set. QB's back. Jackson fires one. And as quickly as it is caught, the tackle is going to be made. There will be very little gain. They're going to give him a nice spot on that one. Jacob Gathright gets 4 or 5.
Sean White over there to make the stop. The junior linebacker out of Texarkana. So for Benedictine, looking at a second down, they're going to leave Ugorgie in the backfield. The receiver set is going to be Gathright. You're going to have the big tight end, Tyler Watson, in the ball game right now.
Xavier Ugorgie out of Menifee, California. We talked about him with Coach a little bit in the pregame. Coming out of Community College, Jerry goes straight ahead, and this is what he does best. He finds any room at all, breaks across the 50, inside the 45, picks up 10 or 11, tackled by Sean White, the inside linebacker, but he's got a first down all the way to the 44, maybe the 43-yard line. Benedictine first and 10. Ravens moving to football. Again, Ugorgie. This time he bounces outside, finds a little daylight, takes it to the 40. Ugorgie's not a big guy, okay? If you're looking for that big Larry Zonka, you know, kind of a guy, it's not him.
Yeah, Ugorgie's not a big guy, as you talked about, at 5'9", 185 pounds. But what he does is gets kind of lost between that or behind that big offensive line. Stays really low and just kind of finds a little bit of a gap, and he's able to squirt forward and pick up a couple yards on that first down call. Let's call it 2nd and 7 for the Raven offense.
BC all the way down to the 41-yard line. 2 left, 2 right. And again, hand off Ugorgie, gaping hole in the middle. It closes quickly. He will be short of the first down at the 36, call it, yard line.
Sean White was the guy who made the tackle right there for William Penn. White coming off a nice week last week, and William Penn, you talked about last week winning that game. Last year, they were 4-6 and went 2-3 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the North Division.
Third down and about 3. Here's Ugorgie straight ahead, puts his head down, loses his balance, and is able just to lunge forward, and he'll get the first and 10 at the 33. That's because there's a guy, he wanted that. He wanted that first down.
Yeah, a lot of will right there, but also great job of just having that field awareness and knowing where the first down was. So many times we see players just kind of fall to the ground and not really exactly know where they're at on the field or where the sticks are. Good job right there by Ugorgie on that third down.
What do we got, like a 44 defense, something like that? It's first and 10. 4 down linemen for William Penn. And 4 across the linebacker. Gore QB's back. Throws right. Has his man dancing on the sideline. It's going to be another reception for Jacob Gathright. And it's going to be close. They're going to say out of bounds.
Yeah, they're going to say he stepped on the line as he was coming down. And Right now what you're seeing out of William Penn is they are dropped back into a little more of a nickel defense. You've got five defensive backs on the field. And hold on, I think we just changed it up to, yep. So we're going to take out a defensive lineman. Now we're going to go to a dime set where they're going to have six DBs on the field for this play. It is a second and 10, Benedictine. Those receivers catching the ball on the sideline, don't you think they all know now to wear white shoes? Here's a little pitch outside, goes to Ugorji, turns a corner, 30, 25, 20, puts his head down, markers down after the play, trailing it up the field. You got to wonder if that's maybe a hold right there. You had your tight end out there in open space, and got to think he probably hooked somebody at the corner. But, yeah, if it would have been behind the play, it'd have nothing to do with it, but it doesn't mean it's not getting called that way. They're talking it over. I'm going to guess against Benedictine, they're talking it over with the Statesman defensive captain.
Holding, offense, number 3, 10 yards from the spot. First down.
There you go. So the Ravens are going to have this thing back in outside the 30, near the 35-yard line, where they'll be looking at a second down and 11. Opening quarter moving along at 5:13 to go in the first. BC still up 14-0 on those two early first minutes touchdowns. Now the handoff, a little jet sweep to the right side, 35, 30, pulling a defender inside the 25-yard line and approaching that first down marker. That was a nice run around to the right side by Jacob Gathright. Jacob's becoming a bit of a workhorse in this season. I think Coach looked at his ability from last year and said, we got to keep him involved, incorporate him more into the offense. He was huge last week, and he's been a big part so far today.
Yeah, you're really trying to build your offense around him. As Jayshon Todd is a guy who I think that the Ravens, maybe not so much this week, but in the future, are going to try to get going.
Here's a handoff to Gorgie, 20-15. He outruns the defender to the 10. First and goal at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, Ugorji's going to be a little upset with himself. He throws his head back as he knew that time reaching up was Howard Herta from the strong safety position, able to just get a hand on that foot and trip him up. If he can get those knees up a little more, he walks that thing into the end zone. But a great run right there by Ugorji. They're going to give him 17 on the play, taking it down to the 7-yard line. Will be first and goal.
Running back directly behind quarterback Jackson Dooley is Xavier Ugorji. They've got a double wing to the right side, hand off Ugorji, hits into the middle, and he is just grabbed and manhandled.
Ball came out.
Did it come? I did not see the ball pop out. He was hit so hard, thrown backward onto the ground, and does lose the ball. Ravens will turn it over. William Penn's defense with a goal line stand. Look at it back at the 5.
Yeah, that time when he got the handoff, he bounced into the middle, got hit right in the midsection. He went backwards, the ball went forward, and suddenly that's a sinking feeling as a back. You watch that ball going away, there's nothing you can do about it. A turnover for the Raven offense, which is a tough break, especially in that red area.
Last year, it was a 10-7 Benedictine win up in Oskaloosa, Iowa against William Penn. We're going to have more points than that today, okay? I'm just going to make that early prediction here with 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. Quarterback from his end zone looks right, and he is throwing deep, and he's got an open receiver and underthrows him by about 7 yards. If the defender had realized that ball was that badly thrown, he would have been able to come back and make a play on that.
Well, the reason that ball was underthrown, how about Tim Glazer, defensive lineman, able to get into the backfield, and Tim at 6'4", got those hands extended, and quarterback Sterling Ramsey understood that something had to happen. He let go of the football and had to get it over those outstretched arms and just let it go too far. Incomplete pass will stop the clock with 3:47 left here in the first quarter.
Second down and 10 at the 5. This time the handoff is going to be made at the line of scrimmage and the tackle's made at the 3. That's a 2-yard loss as William Penn tries to skirt to the left side. Keegan Simmons finds no room there. Kyle Gibson of Benedictine out of California with the tackle on the play. What a nice job. Third down and a dozen now for the Statesmen. So William Penn with a long way in front of him. Okay, if you're Penn, what do you run here? Okay, you'd like here inside the 5, so you got to be a little bit careful. You'd like to pick this up. You think you could throw deep against this team. Do you kind of kick one down 20, 30 yards?
Yeah, you chuck one because, again, if it gets intercepted, it's like a punt at that point.
Here we go. Third down and long. Quarterback's chased in the end zone. Hit as he throws the ball. It's incomplete. He got rid of that as he was falling to the ground. That would have been a safety, but it'll go incomplete. And Benedictine will put his punt return unit out there. How about the Atchison native, Heath Baker?
Wow. Yeah, Heath right there had Sterling Ramsey in his grasp, but Ramsey using that 6-foot, 200-pound frame to pull away and just get rid of the football. And for the second time this afternoon, we're going to see Mason Ford into punt with his heels on the goal line.
Man, I'm telling you, he is completely at the back of the end zone and would still like to have an extra yard or two or three probably. As this ball is inside the five-yard line, snap from there. He'll get the snap, boot it away. Not a good kick. End over end, bouncing at the 40, and again. Penn has done a really good job of keeping the ball away from and kicking away from Jay Sean Todd. However, that time, it was a pinwheeling kick that bounces the other way and is quickly covered up. Benedictine will have it at the pin 40-yard line for great field position.
If you're the William Penn defense at this point in the ballgame, you're looking at 2:48 left here in the first quarter. You've got to be happy with what you've done. Your offense, or your defense so far, has kept this Raven offense out of the end zone. You forced a turnover already. I mean, you're doing about as much as your team can ask you to do at this point.
Ravens are back to throw, fires it over to the right side, and immediately as Gathright makes the catch, picks up four, and is down at the 44-yard line by Mason Ford. And Mason Ford is also, yes, the hometown guy who kicks the ball for this team.
Yeah, so he punts the ball away, and then he makes the first down tackle. That'll bring up now a 2nd and 6 for the Ravens.
William Penn has been held to 5 rushing yards today. And here's a pass over the middle of Tanner Zimmerman. TZ getting his first catch this afternoon. Tackled by free safety Donovan Brewer. Tanner Zimmerman, big guy out of Olathe West. 6'5", 235. He and I wear the same size shirt and trouser. Here's a pass over to the left side. Ravens will keep it alive. Driving inside the 20, 23, 22-yard line. Gain of 9, Dalton Witherspoon coming out of the backfield with the reception, just inches short of the first down.
Nice little swing pass over there. He was able to lower the shoulder and run by Brian Witherspoon. And Witherspoon, not Witherspoon. Okay, so Witherspoon runs by Witherspoon and able to get near the first down. And this is your favorite play call, 2nd and short.
2nd and maybe a football length, just shy of the 15-yard line. Benedictine now deep in Statesman territory. The straight-ahead run and a gain of about 5 and another BC first down. That carry by Dalton Witherspoon, tackled by Brian Witherspoon. This is going to be a real problem.
A little bit. Okay.
And they probably don't live that far apart. Windsor, Missouri,
West
Memphis, Arkansas. I bet they're not 100 miles apart. Here are the Ravens, 1st and 10. Benedictine, call this thing the 12-yard line. Motion left. Quarterback's back, pumps once, fires it, caught at the 10. Zimmerman down to the 7-yard line. He took a real hard hit, spun him around.
There's going to be about 5 seconds to separate the game clock from the play clock, so the Ravens are going to have to run one more play here in this first quarter. The Ravens are going to take Tanner Zimmerman out of the ballgame. Give him a second to just catch his breath. Tyler Watson, the Mo Baptist transfer, checking into the ballgame. Tyler had one catch last week for 33 yards against Morningside.
BC will go to the left side. It's going to be Joseph over there. They'll go wide to the right with Gaff right slot, as you mentioned, with Watson. 2nd down, and we'll call this 5. Handoff running back, bouncing outside. It's going to be Witherspoon thrown out of bounds at the 5-yard line. May have gotten a yard.
At that time, tough running over there. It's coming up. Donovan Brewer, the safety out of Marion, Arkansas, made the stop on the play. It'll stop the clock at 5 seconds left here in this first quarter. They're going to roll it out, and that should do it.
Here we go. Opening quarter in the book. It started wild and just incredible. Then it kind of calmed down a little bit. We'll be back bringing you the second quarter from Atchison. After 1, it is Benedictine 14, William Penn nothing.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh. Under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
with you here. Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus, where after an opening quarter and the books, BC is in front 14-0. So the good news is Ravens with 14 points. Probably the bad news is the offense got none of those. And the BC offense shut out in the opening quarter. First touchdown was a kickoff return, special teams scoring. Second touchdown was an interception brought back to the end zone for a defensive score. And they're going to take a little bit of time, even though it is very cool and pleasant. They're going to let these teams get hydrated and take very good care of the players. 72 degrees here in Atchison at game time. 46% humidity. It is big puffy clouds. Not a clear sky, but just beautiful sunshine. What they call Chamber of Commerce weather here this afternoon in Atchison. All right, the Ravens are going to start the second quarter from the 5-yard line deep in William Penn territory. And guess what I was mentioning, BC's offense, they're looking to make their first contribution on the scoreboard today.
Yeah, you start taking a look at the offensive numbers in the first half, or the first quarter. Benedictine, 127 yards of offense, no points. William Penn, 19 yards of offense. So the Raven defense has really held up in the first quarter. Your two touchdowns were the pick six by Javi Blomquist and also the opening kickoff by Dalton Witherspoon, where he took that thing to the house. But I'm telling you, for the last 14 minutes and 27 seconds of the first quarter, just kind of playing back and forth.
Yeah. And now, last week, the Raven defense gave up no rushing yards, and they have been really, really good defending that ball on the ground. As you called it, 5 yards in the opening quarter. Quarterback Jackson Dooley is keeping it. He rolls and it throws to Zimmerman, who juggles the ball and gets back to the line of scrimmage. He did not, I don't know if he didn't track that thing well or what. Might have been a little bit behind him, kind of toward that hip, but a catchable ball, but no benefit for the Ravens. And the question becomes now, leading 14-0, the ball's at the 4-yard line. It's fourth down and one. Do you take the three or do you leave the offense out there? I mean, you've already got a lead. You might as well just kind of expand that, right?
Don't you hope for a score? You're feeling good with what your offense could do throughout the afternoon, and maybe more so than anything, you're really liking what your defense has done all day, so you're going to say, hey, here's our chance to punch in another touchdown.
Jackson Dooley's going to shift them out, move Witherspoon from his right side to his left, and now roll left off the snap, throws into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens! As their Benedictine passing game comes to life, it is Jackson Dooley. And that is that Joseph over there?
Yep.
So there you have it. The Ravens go into the end zone. 14-10 to go in the second quarter.
Do a little 4-yard touchdown pass to Joseph Lagapuiano. And the Ravens now take a 20-point lead with the PAT coming.
One more Harry Balke point after. He's been a busy guy already today. It's up, it's through, and we're taking a break. Timeout, Joseph, very quickly in the second quarter. 14-10 to go in the half. Benedictine increases its lead now to 21-0.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Yet another time here with 14-10 to go in the opening half, leading a 21-0. Here comes old Colin Bruner to put a toe to this thing. End over end and spinning and high, and the return man at the 4-yard line. Going to the left side is going to be Brandon Powell. Hit and dropped hard at the 20. And he got to the 20-yard line, and they're going to say he falls to the 20, almost 21, but he got hit and there was not much more
that
after
time,
that initial contact.
That time, Isaac Lopez out of Missouri S&T making the stop right there. Isaac, a 5'8" junior linebacker.
Missouri S&T. Does anybody know anyone who's ever gone to school there?
I don't. No idea. I'm not sure where that's at, to be real honest. Here we go, first down call. Quarterback's back. He's throwing deep. Got his man, and it's nearly picked off. It goes incomplete at the 50-yard line. Looking for Norini Muhammad, the little 5'8" receiver. The defender high in the air. Trey Williams almost picks that off, and then after he gets by him, Muhammad had a shot at it.
Yeah, I think Muhammad's a little upset that he didn't watch that ball pass the defender. Trey Williams almost had the pick, and then as the ball kind of went over the fingertips, it was right there for Norini, and so incomplete pass brings up a 2nd and 10.
Now on that second down call, the handoff is going to go into the middle, and there's just very little room inside. Blake Castile making a nice tackle in there on Destin Loring. Gain of about 3, maybe. 3rd down long for William Penn. And this has been, and this has been the problem. This has been the day so far for Penn. 3rd and long. I mean, it feels like it's always 3rd and long.
Yeah, so when you throw on 1st down, now you set yourself up with that 2nd and 10. So you're trying to get a little chunk play on 2nd down. And, yeah, you're going to set yourself up with no longer a 3rd and manageable, but it's that 3rd and long.
And a single man to the backfield beside now. Quarterback Sterling Ramsey. You like the lime green shoes on the running back there, Lauren?
I do. You know me.
I knew you would. QB's back, looks right, throws, and it's way over the head of absolutely everyone.
That time, the intended receiver was going to be number 10, Amir Everett. But the problem was, Everett hooked inside, and that thing was more of a flag to the back corner, and all the miscommunication, and now for the 4th consecutive possession, William Penn is going to send their punter out to kick one away. And for Mason Ford, the good news is he's got a little room here.
He's got a little bit of room. He will be kicking, you know, with a little wind behind him. And the Ravens are hoping to see Todd get a chance to return it, and he will this time. He'll take it at the 30, dances, and that was a tremendous open field tackle. Downfield for William Penn by Amir Atkins. It is 1st and 10, BC from their own 36. Ravens got to get that offense back out there. And again, guys, we talked about the offense last week. They scored 48 points. I mean, that's a lot of points. Offense has scored 1 touchdown today, special teams 1, defense 1. But I still think the story of the day is this Raven defense. The story last week was the Raven defense.
Yeah, I mean, the Raven defense has scored as many touchdowns as your offense right now.
1st and 10, Benedictine. BC has given up 8 rushing and 22 total yards. Here's a pass out of the backfield, kind of setting up a screen to the 35. There's some room at the 50, down the left side at the 40, cutting back across the green at the 30, hit from behind and down at the 25-yard line. It's Xavier Ugorji. Donovan Brewer saved a BC scoring, because that was going to be a long, long carry by Ugorji.
You talk about running a screen pass, and how perfect is it when you're actually running it against a blitz? William Penn came sending the house, and Benedictine was able to hit that screen behind, and not a whole lot between Ugorji and a long game.
About a 48-yard play right there. Pass over to the right side, taken in by Jacob Gathright. Penn has done a good job of keeping an eye on him. He's making some catches, but they are really not giving him any room to get away.
Yeah, they're not allowing him the chance to really open up the game. I mean, they're going to let him make that catch, but he's only going to pick up 2-3. That time, they're going to give him a little more at 7, but they're not going to give him the avenue to make the big play right now.
11:55 to go in the opening half. Game not moving along really at a fast breakneck pace here today. 2nd down at about 3 at the 20-yard line. Motion will go to the right side. Everybody out of the backfield. Snap is back to Jackson Dooley. Rolls out of the pocket. Looking, has a man on the left side. It's caught at the 5. What a great comeback catch by Benedictine. And Jay Sean dives for the goal line. He'll be inches short. It is 1st and goal just at the 1.
At that time, he spun around, reached the ball out, and I really thought they were going to give it to him. Instead, the Ravens are going to bring in that big tight end package. You're going to have Tanner Zimmerman, Tyler Watson, Court Mattson all checking into the ball game, and your running back for this play is going to be Ugorji.
So this is the Benedictine version of the jumbo.
Yeah, this is their power formation.
Quarterback is under center. Dooley will take it. They push him into the end zone, and they make it look easy. Touchdown, Ravens. Tyler Watson gets behind Jackson Dooley, and a big junior from Hillsboro, Missouri, shoves the Raven quarterback into the end zone, and Benedict then has its fourth score of the afternoon with 10:56 to play in the opening half.
Number one is 171. Thelma came off. He must leave the field for one play.
So Benedict then looking for yet another Harry Balke, PAT. Harry having a good season so far. He could be a high scorer in this conference before this year is over, the way that this team has put points on the board. Hands outstretched, the placement, the kick, the point, and we're taking a break. Joseph, 10 minutes, 56 seconds to go in the opening half in Atchison, Kansas. It's all Benedictine. Ravens, 28, William Penn, nothing.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Atchison, Kansas, the beautiful campus of Benedictine College. The kick is away, and a fair catch, Gus, called for at the 5-yard line for William Penn. It's taken there by Brandon Powell, throws that arm in the air, waves it, and says, I'm not looking for the return on this one.
Yeah, you're trying to get that ball out to a decent spot on the field. You're going to get this thing out and start this possession at the 25-yard line. It also shows kind of where Penn's mindset is in this ball game, that, hey, we've got to start having good things happen, and one of those things is going to be not making mistakes on the special teams side of the football.
Penn coaching staff is going to have some circling of the wagons to do at intermission to kind of get this team refocused. Quarterback is going to hand off on a little misdirection over to the right side, hitting across the 30, up to around the 32-yard line. That was one of their better offensive plays, and certainly one of their better running plays of the afternoon, picking up about 7 to the right side. And that was a Penn's Jeffrey Jones makes that little carry.
Kyle Rowland is going to be the cornerback over here on the near side that makes the stop on the play.
Now, here's the thing for Penn. Does this tell you something in this series? They've got a little different personnel. And Jeffrey Jones, who just carried that ball, he is a cornerback on the defense. So they're looking for somebody who can do something or is able to do something. Now the QB rolls right, throws downfield, batted away and incomplete. Getting a hand out there, Blue Kaplinger. Nice, nice defensive play, knocking that ball to the ground.
And that's been a play that we saw them run a little bit in the first half, is that little pass over there to Lucas Hamilton, trying to run that same slant pattern that Morningside had so much luck with last week, and now we're looking at a 3rd and 3 for William Penn.
At their own 32-yard line. Quarterback, little play action, rolls left, booting outside, now throws downfield. He's got an open receiver, and he'll make the catch. His penalty marker sail. The Ravens probably going to be called for a defensive penalty down there near that point of reception. That will easily be the biggest play of the game.
Honestly, the penalty markers on the sideline, I'm not so sure it's not a sideline warning kind of a thing.
The penalty, not only on the, you talk about on the sideline, it is off the field of play.
That penalty is declined.
Okay.
First down.
Nope. There was going to be a holding against Jackson Hoskins. So Penn was able, or was going to pick up the first down no matter what. That time, though, able to make the reception and work the ball all the way down to the 39, let's call it 38-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 right there for William Penn.
So, again, Penn's easily biggest play of the game. 1st and 10 at the Benedictine 38-yard line. Statesmen looking to get their first points of the afternoon. We're inside 10 to go in the opening half. Single man in the backfield for Ramsey. Motion will come to the right side. Play action again. Looks right. Steps up into pocket. It's going to be pursued. Hit from behind down at the 41. Loses 3. nicely done for Benedictine. Defensively out there, guys, I think that might have been Joe Abrams.
Yep, Joe Abrams. We talked about him a little bit early on, and that time the 6'3", 210-pound sophomore out of Tomball making the stop on the play, getting a little more action here this week for the Ravens.
Ravens have a highway to Tomball, Texas, right? Second down, 13. Now back at their own 41-yard line. Receivers from the right side will shift. One will go over to the left wing. One will set up behind the quarterback. And QB's back. BB pass over the middle. It's going to be caught. 30, 25, 20, 15, down to the 10-yard line. That ball was thrown hard and accurately, and it'll be first and goal, William Penn. As again, Gus, the success from opponents last week in this is that quick hitter straight over the middle into the center of the defense.
What's the Yogi that said deja vu all over again? It's the same exact play that we saw against Morningside last week, right? Like, line the guy up in the slot, cut him across the face of the safety, and hit him right in the middle of the field.
From the 10, first to goal, timing pattern, fade pass into the back of the end zone, and is batted away and incomplete. Kyle Rowland never turned around, just was kind of facing his receiver he was covering it, throws his arms in the air.
Stop, get the hands up in the air, and that's when the ball is going to fall incomplete, and it'll bring up now a second and 10 for Penn. They're out to the 12. They can get down to the 2-yard line to pick up a new set of downs, and you know how much I love that, being able to pick up another set of downs inside the 5.
Taking plenty of time. Still plenty on the play clock. It's 15, 14 to go to get that ball snapped. 8:20 left in the first half. Benedictine with a 4-touchdown lead, but Penn threatening. Quarterback is going to fake the handoff, now keep it himself, run it up, hit at the 10, down at the 6-yard line. And that's really, I think, the first time we've seen Sterling Ramsey have a little pass, run-pass option there, whether he was going to keep it himself. Had to make that. The defender had to wait for him to get to the line of scrimmage before he was able to come up. Because if he doesn't, the guy he's covering is going to be open, and Sterling's just going to lob it down beyond him. So that was a nice little defensive play. And Sterling Ramsey read that well. Third down, 5 at the 7. Deep in Raven territory. Sterling Ramsey will be all alone in the backfield. 1-2-3 to the right, 1-2 to the left. Everybody sideline to sideline. And so much shifting took a lot of time. Did the play clock run out?
BC's going to utilize the timeout.
Really?
They're going to take their second timeout of the half because they really didn't like that. You want to just keep it here.
Yeah.
So.
2 minutes. We'll hang on to it here, Joseph. Wow, there are other games going on the conference. We'll look at some of those scores here as the afternoon goes on. And next week, I know we're not near halftime yet. We're not halfway through the second quarter yet. Some people are going to say it's too early to be looking to next week, but you really have to look a little bit at next week because what an opponent Benedictine is going to have. Great opponent week one. Well, week three is going to find one just as good, maybe better.
Yeah, and you talk about this opponent that they're going to have next week is Grandview. Going to make the trip to town, and I'm going to tell you, Grandview didn't play last week. Their first game is today against William Wood.
Yeah, they didn't play
today. I mean, so they really are going to have like 3 weeks to prepare for this Benedictine game.
But is that good or bad?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes you'd like to play and just kind of see what you got and where you got to be and what you might have to work on and things like that.
Now, Benedictine and Grandview did not play last year as part of the whole shuffle with the North Division, as you get some teams 1 year and then you won't get them the next year like last year. Benedictine got Graceland instead, and this year they'll get Grandview. So,
and no Graceland this year.
Right. So I think if you're a Benedictine fan, and I think if you ask Coach Osborne right now, he'd say, I would have liked to put Graceland back on the schedule after last year's game. He thinks that maybe they've got a little something to prove against the Yellow Jackets. But
speaking of the Yellow Jackets, they've got interesting opponent today with Missouri Valley. I'm curious about the score and also curious about how that's going to go.
I have a feeling I'll probably tune into it at different times and just get an idea or a feel for that game.
All right, here we go. Coming out of the timeout, third down, 5. Penn at the Benedictine, 7. Quarterback will keep it. He'll roll right. He's got a man wide open to the goal line. Touchdown, Statesman. Lucas Hamilton, one of a handful of transfers into this program out of Avila, will come up with the catch in the back of the end zone, and William Penn's on the board.
You talk about the William Penn receivers. They're using two right now. Amir Everett has two catches for 37 yards. Lucas Hamilton now has three catches for 50 yards and a touchdown, and he's averaging 16.7 a catch.
The PAT is airborne. It is good by Chris Panagua, and we're going to take a timeout. Statesmen are on the board. We're taking a break at 7:25 to go in the opening half here in Atchison. Benedictine 28, William Penn 7.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
That was a pretty good drive right there by William Penn, guys. 8 plays, 75 yards in 3.5 minutes. And they took that possession off the kickoff and just chugged and chugged and chugged it downfield. 4 of 5 passing in that series for 73 of the 75 yards. So the passing game kind of coming around a little bit for Penn and Sterling Ramsey. Here's the kick. It is high and very, very short. It will bounce. And
oh, wow.
Did it get carried out of bounds, or did it bounce out of bounds?
Nope, it got carried out of bounds.
So Benedictine is going to have the ball at their own 25-yard line. Ultimately, it turns into a bit of a wash from their own 25. First and 10, here comes the Raven offense.
Not a terrible idea, though, if you're William Penn, right? You've already had one kickoff. The only time you kicked the ball off prior to that was taken back to the house. So this time, kick it near the sideline. Hope it goes out of bounds or the guy falls out of bounds and, well, seem to work out for you. Benedictine going to start this possession at their own 26-yard line.
Dalton Witherspoon is your Raven running back. On the left hand of Jackson Dooley, first down 10. Jackson will roll left. Boy, he's got all day. Now steps up. He's going to run and just dash out of bounds, picking up a couple of yards. The coverage downfield had to have been very, very good. Sean White with the pursuit. And I'll tell you what, guys, the big coverage downfield was on Jacob Gathright. He had drawn two defenders.
Yeah, so he had drawn two defenders. There was one a little underneath, which would have maybe been that third defender, and you had two receivers over there in that area. They were looking Lagapuayana a little shorter, Jacob Gathright a little deeper, but four defenders in the vicinity. Jackson thought better of it.
Handoff will go into the right side and trying to bounce outside, looking for any kind of room at all. Dalton Witherspoon will find none. And he's going to be stacked up for no gain on the play. It'll be up for the Ravens at third down at about 5 as we go to 6 minutes to go in the first half. 28-7. Benedictine in front. The Ravens had exploded to that 28-0 lead before that last possession in the first score of the game for William Penn. Statesman kind of getting their game legs beneath them. The question for them is going to be, is it in time finding themselves with that huge deficit early? Back to throw. Dooley, receiver wide open, right side, and Gathright with another first down catch across the 40. Jeffrey Jones, Miramar, Florida native. I always wanted to go to Miramar, where they have, isn't that where the Top Gun's at? I think maybe. 5.5 to go in the first half. Ravens with a first down. They sticks advance, a handoff right side, and for Dalton Witherspoon, it's a tough two. Sean White in there.
Sean White has been really the defense for William Penn. He is the guy that they expect to make a lot of the tackles, playing that middle linebacker spot, that 6'2", 200 pounds out of Texarkana, Texas. But playing that middle linebacker spot, he does a great job of getting downhill and getting there quickly. by far the best defender for this William Penn defense.
Well, he leads the team right now here today. 6 tackles, 5 solo tackles already this afternoon for Sean White. Here is the Ravens on a 2nd down 8. Now fake it into the middle, pass it out to the outside, across the 50, 45, and spun out of bounds. It's going to be gapped right. Another Raven first down is Howard Herta out of Panorama City, California. That sounds delightful, doesn't it? Panorama City. 1st and 10. BC at the Statesman 42. Lots of time to go in the half. 4:40 left. So BC is going to be very patient, very methodical here this afternoon. And you know what? That's what good teams are, right? Patient, methodical. You got the game plan. You execute the game plan. Now they're going to have Jay Sean in motion. Shovel pass. There goes Zimmerman. He'll slice to the right and get about 4. The big guy, let's face it, he's a big target. He took 2 or 3 hits and bounced his way outside and got a few yards.
And we've got a William Penn defender that's still on the ground after making contact with Tanner Zimmerman. That time the Ravens ran kind of an option look to the right with Jay Sean in motion. He kind of did that wide motion. It looked like it was going to be option right, and then it was the underneath shovel pass to the tight end, a play that we see Kansas City run a lot on Sundays.
Yeah, I like that play. I mean, it keeps the defense guessing a little bit, and if you're very quick and at reacting and maybe over-pursue where you think that ball is going to go, you'll find yourself in trouble going the wrong way very quickly. And they're still taking a look at the Penn athlete who's moving around down there, slowly going to be getting up and around. Tell you what, Joseph, we're going to let them attend to him. We're going to take a little bit of a breather here to break. 4:13 to go in the half in Atchison, Kansas, where the Benedictine Ravens lead William Penn 28-7.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Time to give a look out there at the William Penn players, shaking up on that previous play. You've got 5 Benedictine trainers, you've got 3 William Penn trainers, and a handful of coaches, and 2 of the officials standing at that point where the player is still kind of prone out of the field, right at the point of tackle, around that 38-yard line. So they're going to take some time.
Good news is they've got him sitting up right now and just kind of talking with him. Taking a quick look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Baker game has gone final. They only scored 1 touchdown in the 2nd half. Baker beat St. Ambrose 52-0. Missouri Baptist leading Clark 21-7, 4 minutes to go before halftime in that one. The games we talked about this evening in the conference are William Woods going to Grandview, Grayson at Valley, Central Methodist at Peru State, Mid-America at Culver Stockton. All of those games are 6 o'clock games this evening.
I see a guy with an old Chiefs jersey sitting down in the crowd, number 32. It says Matthew on the back. I thought that was maybe Walter Matthau, whose jersey he had there for a minute. But now I don't think that's who it is.
If I think of 32 in the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, think of Marcus.
Do you?
Yeah.
A lot of famous 32s out there over the course of the years. For Benedictine, 32 this year's Isaac Lopez, linebacker. Here's a 2nd down call coming up for the Ravens, and the defense is about a step across the line of scrimmage, and the ball's still not snapped, so the Ravens are going to make this 2nd down and 6 to 2nd down in about 1.
So the officials taking a little time to make sure they get the number correct. I believe it's going to be 17.
Offside, defense, number 17.
Yeah.
That's a 5-yard penalty, 2nd down.
Sherman Johnson getting called for the penalty right there. Sherman, a freshman defensive lineman out of Tampa by way of East Bay High School. Here you go for BC. This is, we talked about it a moment ago, getting another opportunity here at the Dream Play. Second down and a short yard at the Statesman 33-yard line. Ravens in control of the football. Right now, pretty much in control of the ball game. Handoff, going to do nothing really fancy here, just handing off to Witherspoon, who gets across the line of scrimmage. Little sidestep to the right, goes across the 30, 25, and all the way down around the 22-yard line, making a really nice carry and a nice run out of that play. Jeremiah Denard makes a stop right there. He, a sophomore out of St. Pete, Florida. You talk about this William Penn team, and they've done a nice job of going down to the Sunshine State and bringing out a handful of athletes. I mean, they go Miramar, they go St. Pete. You had Pompano, Miami. I mean, they did a nice job of going out there and getting some of those Florida guys.
BC setting up a screen. It'll go to Witherspoon at the 20-15, and he's going to be down with a first and 10 at the 11-yard line. And again, you talked about it a moment ago. You love this. Getting a first down just outside the 10. How about Britton Smith getting out in front of that play? You knew there was a screen coming. As a defensive lineman, how can you think you got through that easily? How do you think you're good enough to get by that guy in front of you?
Especially when a big guy like Britton Smith, a 6'4", 285 pounds, grabs you and then kind of pulls you towards his quarterback. You got to stop and realize something's happening behind you. It's going to be a first and 10 Ravens.
Here's a pass over to the left side, taken at the line of scrimmage, trying to get around the edge and maybe a yard or two for Cameron Dober. Not much happening there. He'll be bumped out of bounds at the 9.
That time making the stop on the play for William Penn. You're going to have coming up Cameron Cummings, a freshman out of Houston, Texas.
Still 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Ravens with that 28-7 lead, having jumped out in front 28-0 right out of the gate.
And the Ravens are going to take this down to the 2-minute timeout.
And that's what we're going to do, Joseph, taking a break. 2 minutes to go. We're approaching halftime here in Atchison. Benedictine 28, Statesman 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
First-time visitor to Wilcox Stadium, you're looking out here and you're going to go, why, my gosh, what a great crowd. If you're a regular at Wilcox Stadium, you're looking out there and saying, it's a fantastic crowd and we're used to it every week. Huge turnout here this afternoon for Benedictine's season home opener. Coming out of that 2-minute timeout, the ball is going to be just inside the 10. We'll call it the 9-yard line. Ravens looking at a second down 8. Got to get this thing down to the 1-yard line. Raven Regiment Band making his way to the track, getting ready to perform at halftime. Handoff is going to go to the left side. Witherspoon runs into a couple of blockers, bounces through them, and takes it down to about the 7. So that was a hard-earned yard.
That time, Brandon Young, the sophomore cornerback, made the stop on the play. Brandon, the last year against Benedictine, had one interception, one of those 5 interceptions they were able to force last year.
Okay, for the Ravens, Gus, you're inside the 10. You're 3rd and 6. You got to get it down to the 1 for a first down. You're probably going to have to look at the end zone. There's no way you're, like, planning to pick up a first down. There's not that much room. And you go to your strength, right? This is where you go to your strength. So is that Dalton or is that Jacob?
Dalton.
Okay. 3rd down. Let's see what the Ravens do. QB's back. Sets up. Bounces out. Cuts back right. He's got room. He could run that thing in. At the 10, he's going to throw late at the back of the end zone for Zimmerman, and he does not hold on. That play was extended and extended, and frankly, a well-thrown ball. It's 3 defenders, one on either side and one right behind Tanner Zimmerman. But, Gus, I thought he was going to haul that thing in and just did not get it held.
Yeah, I think it was probably the right choice right there for Jackson Dooley. As he rolled out, it looked like he was going to be able to pick up good yardage, but he had to get that thing all the way down to the 2-yard line to pick up the first down. So instead, try to slide it to the back of the end zone, and you've got a pretty sure-handed tight end out there, just a lot of traffic and couldn't quite make the connection.
So Benedictine is going to settle for a 24-yard field goal effort, and it is off the toe of Harry Balke, and it's good. And Benedictine will extend its lead, and we will take another timeout, Joseph, here at a minute two to go in the half. Now it's the Ravens 31, Statesman 7.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Here in Atchison, Kansas, we're in the late moments of the opening half. Benedictine extends its lead to 31-7 with a minute two to go. And Brandon Powell and Narini Muhammad are back deep for the return of the kickoff for William Penn. Ravens kickoff specialist and punter Cullen Bruner advances, puts a toe to it. That's another nice deep kick. The return man, Pete Faircott, a moment ago, but they will take this time from the 4-yard line. Powell goes to the left side. He is hit, spun down at the 15. You know what he's thinking? Should have caught Faircott that one again.
Should have called for another catch right there.
Absolutely.
So the Ravens, great job getting down there on the kick coverage unit. And that's going to be 49. Jonah Roberts, the senior running back out of Windsor, Missouri.
I'm not sure we will see Penn do anything but fair catch the ball in the second half.
We're going to find out right away. They're going to get the ball to start the second half as they won the toss and defer their selection to the second half. Now for Penn, they've got 57 seconds, 2 timeouts. Interesting to see if they just kind of follow this thing out.
I don't think so. I think they're going to be aggressive, and they'll go right to the screen pass over to the left side, hurling a defender, taking it up the left sideline and being bumped out of bounds into his own sideline. Carrying the football over there, Keegan Simmons. That was a nice little play. I like the design. You get out of bounds pretty quickly. I'm a big screen pass kind of advocate anyway.
Never go wrong with the screen pass. I think some teams, you know, don't utilize it enough.
They don't even have it in the playbook. It's in the same playbook with the plays to the fullback. It's just not there anymore. Second down and 8. Back to throw once again, and a pass that is too high and out of the reach of a very wide open receiver over on the left side for William Penn.
That's going to be Amir Everett, the 6-foot junior receiver out of Minneapolis. So the pass ball is incomplete, and now William Penn has got themselves in a little bit of trouble here. They are now looking at a 3rd down and, let's call it 2, with 44 seconds left here in the first half. So, again, you probably want to keep the ball on the ground right here and keep that clock going, or at least force Benedictine to use their last time out.
Penn will hand off, running back, bounces, and that was a great second effort, pulling away from the first defender to get that first down, and they're going to keep possession of the ball and be able to utilize the rest of the time here. 37 seconds to go. Quickly, they'll race up over the ball and ready to snap it as soon as the sticks are set. Quarterback is chased out. He's got room, and instead will take it and throw it on the run. Hits his man, and that's a touchdown. Ravens took a gamble. It does not pay off. And jogging all the way to the other end of the end zone. Touchdown. We got a Raven down on the field, and I don't even know what happened to him.
NCI.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's a rough one.
All right. Well, William Penn picks up the score, and here's the thing, guys. Penn, they decided early in this game, getting behind it really early, they've decided that they're going to have to figure something out. They are using a lot of different guys, and they're bringing in guys that are not on our 2-deep or probably on a 3 or 4-deep, and we are seeing, like we saw with that play right there, that ball was being caught by Keithlon Davis.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that you're early on in the season, you're trying to see you know, what you can have, who, what kind of personnel you've got. You didn't really learn a lot last week playing against William Woods. You got a lot of guys some time, and you scored a lot of points. But, again, you walk away from game one, and you just haven't learned enough about your team. You come out of this first half, and you're starting to figure some things out about your team. You find out that you're able to do some things on offense if you give your quarterback a little time. And that time, Sterling Ramsey the second had plenty of time to step up in the pocket, find a wide open player, and able to hit him for a big touchdown play right there.
We're on the Raven defender, Gus. I got to tell you, I'm very pleased to see him coming off the field. You know, looks like he's moving with just a little bit of help. They're going to come over and give a look-see at him on the near sideline, and we will be here for now the point after effort for William Penn. So the Statesman, as everybody was huddled up around the respective sidelines, coming out for the PAT in the last half a minute. It kicked that off a minute ago.
Gonna go for two?
Yeah.
Here we go.
They're gonna put two to the left side, now three to the left side, and one to the right. 2-point conversion effort for the Statesman. Quarterback is back, has a man open, and it's batted away nicely in the back of the end zone and incomplete, and we're going to take a timeout. Point after, not successful. Two, make that 25. 25 seconds left in the opening half. Benedictine 31, William Penn 13.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
I believe that William Penn touchdown pass catch was taken by maybe Makai Gadsden. We'll find out here in a little bit. Maybe we'll get some halftime numbers in. Again, Penn is, they brought a big bus. Okay, got a lot of guys in there. Going to use them. Brought them along. Get them out on the field. Let's evaluate the talent level here a little bit in week two, because you couldn't evaluate the talent, you know, level much in week one. Kick is away and short and bouncing around, and I think the Ravens gave it up. The ball stayed in the field of play. Up guys did not do anything to go up and cover it up, and they're going to say it goes out of bounds, and the Ravens secure a big break right there.
What happened was a Penn player dove for it, and I think instead of catching the ball, he hit it with his shoulder pad, and it rolled away from him out of bounds as Benedictine, and dodges one there as that ball hits and rolls away. And for the Ravens, they're going to get this ball at the 31-yard line with 25 seconds and one timeout.
And 25 seconds and one timeout means run the ball one time and head for the locker room, doesn't it? No? You don't think so?
Nah, chuck one deep.
Okay.
Maybe two. I mean, Harry Balke has enough of a leg that if you get that thing somewhere down to the 35-ish, you would try to kick one.
Now, here we go at the 31-yard line, and this crew is being very methodical. We'll give them credit for dotting the I's and crossing the T's here. 25 seconds remaining in the opening half. Benedictine with the football and a 31-13 lead. Back to throws, Jackson. Looks over to the left side. It's going to be caught, and backing out of bounds is going to be Joseph at the 45. So picking up about 14 yards on a first down toss and step out of bounds. Working that sideline. Nicely done. It'll bring up first and 10, Benedictine at the 45. So what? To get a realistic shot, you got to get to the 30, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think you'd take one from the 35, but you'd really like it to be at the 30. You are taking into a little wind.
Dooley's back. Rares back, now chased, in trouble, steps up, rolling, throwing off the run, and caught and dropped at the 30 on the other end of the field. And
that time he was looking for Ethan Perrott, the senior out of Apple Valley, California. Ethan was sliding across the field and couldn't quite hang on to it.
That play took a little bit of time. We're down now to 10 seconds left in the half. So you got time for one quick pass play if you're going to have a kick effort. And if you run the ball, I'm not sure you can get off another play. You'd have to call that timeout very, very speedily. Second down, 10 at their own 45-yard line for the Ravens. Again, back to throw. Dooley launches one over the middle, and Zimmerman, does he make the catch? He does in the field of play at the 29-yard line. Ravens are going to take a timeout. So here we are. They're where you said they needed to be. Nice catch by Tanner Zimmerman. 4 seconds left in the half.
Time
Ravens
out.
Are going to take a timeout here.
Their final timeout of the half.
And so are the Ravens going to say 24, 34, 41 yards on a field goal? That's kind of makeable.
Last year, his long was 47 for Harry Balke. Last week, he was 2 of 2. His long was 24 yards. So, again, I think you're going to go ahead and let Harry go ahead and pop this one through the uprights. If you saw during that last possession, you saw one of the assistant coaches holler out for Harry Balke, and he went running to the other end of the field. And I think that's one of those things where you talk to him and say, hey, in pregame, where did you feel comfortable? Where do we need to get? Do you think you can hit it from this range? And you're kind of at a no-lose situation right here with 4.7 seconds left. The kick is going to end the half. So if you make it, great. But if you miss it, you're not losing anything right here.
Ravens have got Britton Smith out there at one tackle, 6'4", 285. Eddie Swislowski in the game at 6'5", 375. And, of course, you got Rashad out there, 6'2", 270. Zach Filippi will be putting a long snap underway. Hands outstretched. The placement is good. The kick blocked. That thing never got 4 feet off the ground. It's going to be knocked to the earth, and the half has ended with no points added for Benedictine. We'll be back to summarize the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. They head for the locker room. It is Benedictine 31, William Penn 13.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi. This is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here at Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, the Ravens leaped out in front in this game, took a big lead early, and because they've just kind of cruised right along to a 31-13 lead at halftime. And here's the deal, 31-13, it's a pretty big lead. It's a bigger lead than that.
Yeah, I mean, you start looking at this ball game, and Benedictine started this thing with a 83-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Then they turned around and score on a 26-yard pick six from Javai Blomquist. So here we are. 32 seconds into the ball game, the Ravens' offense hasn't been on the field, and they've already scored 14 points. So, there you go. So it was a great start for Benedictine. Then things kind of slowed up a little bit. You had a punt on your first offensive possession, a fumble on your second. You didn't score offensively in the first quarter. But in the second quarter, two touchdowns and a field goal, and you finished the half off with a long field goal attempt that got blocked at the line. For William Penn, they couldn't have started this game any worse, right? You give up the kickoff return for a touchdown. Your first offensive play goes back into the end zone for the defense. Then you turn around and your next four possessions end in punts. But you turn the attention to the last two possessions for William Penn. They were able to capitalize on touchdowns, a six-yard touchdown pass, and then the long touchdown pass right there before half. And so for William Penn, they're going into the locker room feeling much better about themselves. They scored on the last two possessions. They're going to get the ball to start the second half. So for William Penn, they're feeling in a much better spot.
Great crowd we talked about here on hand here this afternoon. Looking forward to the second half here today is Benedictine coming into the game 1-0. Guess that's how you want to start a season. You'd like to then make it 2-0, and we'll see if they can make that happen. Right now, though, taking a break. Intermission here in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be back and see if we can fetch up a few scores. I'm sure Joseph is going to have a fistful of those to share with you while we take this break as well. Timeout. Halftime in Atchison is Benedictine 31, William Penn 13. Joseph, take it away, my friend.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Here, Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Got Jay Sean Todd with us, Benedictine football player. Jay Sean, how you doing, young man? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. We're going to start the conversation off. I like to get a little Jay Sean biography. Tell me about home, where you're from, and things like that.
I'm from Los Angeles, California, the San Fernando Valley, to be exact, California. Grew up, nice family, nice mom. I had a great life coming up, so yeah. Yeah.
Got siblings?
I have a sister. Yes. Older sister, about 25. Birthday coming up this September 9th, actually.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Was she an athlete when she was in school?
She was a cheerleader. Yes. So
there you go.
Competitive cheer. Yep. I could not say that. It's not a sport. She would kill me for that.
So she got the looks in the family. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Well, that's my twin, actually.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about, obviously, high school. There was a little high school football went on, right? Tell me what your position was, what you played there.
Honestly, it's kind of transparent to what I do now. Bit everywhere, athlete. I got to do the Wildcat, but mostly receiver. They aligned me up in the backfield a little bit, too. So a little bit of what I do now, yeah.
And what was the name of the high school?
I went to a couple of high schools, actually. Started off at Golden Valley, transferred to Alamany, and then I finished up at Oaks Christian.
Okay.
My senior year.
And what was the mascot, Oaks Christian?
Lions. We were the Lions.
There you go. Were you any good? Come on.
Yeah. That
really?
Was, yeah, that was a great school. Great school, great coach. Shout out to Coach Collins. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any of your teammates from that high school team go on playing college ball somewhere now?
I got a lot of boys, especially from Alabama. Shout out to them. A lot of boys at SC, Oregon State, Oregon, I could keep going on and on. Yeah, Stanford, they got a lot of guys out there that got out. Yes, sir, most definitely.
Okay, today a lot of coaches will tell kids, don't just pick one sport, play a little bit of everything, you know, while you're in high school and just experience them all. Did you play every sport? I mean, were you like each season doing something?
Not in high school, but growing up, yes, I did travel basketball, AAU basketball. I got to have a lot of experience there, a lot of great times there, traveling outside different states. Track was a big one, track and field. I did that growing up. But that is one thing I would push for other people that I did not get to do in high school or did not really pursue. Definitely do multiple sports. Do everything you can do. Track was one thing that I wish I would have stuck with going into high school, but I stopped going into my ninth grade year.
Now, you obviously got to Benedictine to play football, but sure. I would think a guy with your skill set had some opportunities to go to a lot of places. I would think that, you know, there were schools talking to you. How did you pick Benedictine? Tell me a little bit about how the recruiting, who called you? How did you end up coming to Atchison, Kansas from Los Angeles?
Man,
this has got to be a great story. Yeah, I got to feel
it
like
it puts a smile on my face already just thinking about it. But yeah, I did get the chance to talk to a lot of D1 coaches, D1 scouts, recruits, whatever you may call it. And then once COVID hit, all that, you know, kind of went out the door. And that's when I got the call from Coach Hauser. That's my guy right there. Coach Hauser, he called me. And the talks weren't just about football. It was about life. It was about who I was trying to become, what I was doing to become that person, and what I could do once I do get that role. So he plays a big part and played a big part at that time in me coming out here. He got me on a visit in early February. I came out here, and then the rest is history.
Okay, we got to stop right there. Southern California guy comes to Atchison, Kansas in February.
4 degrees.
Had you ever felt that cold in your life?
4 degrees, never in my life. I was bundled up, though. The snow is pretty, though. I liked it. You know, I was new to it. It wasn't windy, so it was a nice day. There's just snow coming down. I couldn't see the field. I didn't see the field, actually, until I came out here for fall camp. So the snow was covered. But it was pretty out here. I cannot lie to you.
So what was it about Benedictine that made you say, you know what, I've seen some other places, and I guess you'd gone to some other places, right?
Yes,
you know, you made some other visits. How'd you pick this?
Honestly, coming out here, having dinner at Willie's, seeing, like, the town spirit, seeing how everybody supports everybody out here, a familiar face out here goes a long way. Conversations are easy out here. People really are genuine. And it's definitely a change of pace from Los Angeles, obviously. Slower change of pace. People are mindful of you out here rather than just, you know, kind of walking past you. People make sure to say anything. So the hospitality out here is unmatched. And my family felt that as well as I did. So definitely just appreciated that and wanted to build off of that.
Does your family get an opportunity? I mean, this is a long trip. Do they have had a chance? Do they ever get a chance to come and watch it?
Multiple times. So they came out from Morningside this year, obviously. You know, that was a very big game. First game of the season, they came out to support me. And I think they'll be out on the 28th. I forget which game that is, but they'll be out again to come see me again. But, yes, they come out whenever they can. That's always a great turnout, always a great game, too.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the academic side. Tell me about your major, your field of study.
Yes, sir. Starting off, I wanted to be a nurse. That didn't really go as well. I don't do well with blood, so I had had a wake-up call.
That was out.
Transitioned into business management, and then now I'm pursuing a minor in exercise science.
Okay. So we've got Jayshon Todd with us, wide receiver, kick return guy, kind of do it all. You like to do it all?
I do. Wherever you need me, I can probably do it for you.
And that's one of the things Coach Osborne has given you the opportunity. I mean, let's be real candid. You're blessed with the great speed, and you can move. I mean, you're an elusive guy and not easy to catch, so it's got to be kind of fun to get out and do that.
Yeah, it definitely is, especially when the coaches put trust and comfortability in you. It allows you to be, you know, kind of myself, you know. So it's really no hiccups. I got to come in, play free, and then they just feed that confidence into me so that all I can do is build off of it.
Now, when you were a young man, did you see somebody? What was it, a coach or maybe a family member or maybe an athlete, somebody who you kind of modeled yourself after, maybe mentored after, somebody that you set up as kind of a role model?
I have two. I have one that is a friend from back home. His name is Jalen Lewis. I got to watch him a lot.
Watch him out. Tell me about him. What's he do? What's he about?
Oh, my goodness. So that was probably the best athlete I've ever seen to this day. I was a freshman. He was a senior at Golden Valley. He could do everything. And I mean everything. Speed, return, go catch a deep ball, turn a slant into an 80-yard catch. And then kind of a bigger role model at Tavon Austin. Tavon Austin, a guy out of West Virginia. He had a great career there, went to the NFL, had a great career there as well. I think he's still playing to this day, but I watch his highlights before every game. So
is that right?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Is a little inspiration.
Yeah, big inspiration. Yes, sir.
Okay, so a SoCal kind of a guy. What are we talking now that they're gone? I mean, Raiders fan, Rams fan? Where are you at?
I'm actually not an NFL guy. I have players that I watch, but Ohio State is the team.
Is that right? The Ohio State.
Yes, sir. The Ohio State.
And how'd you pick a Big Ten team?
That's my dad. My dad's from Ohio originally. And then he's kind of just fed that into me, dotting the I, all the good stuff. And just watching all the great players that come out of there and continue to come out of there. It's just exciting to watch them play every time.
So we got to hate Michigan then.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about the team up north.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. You got to have the ones you like and the ones that you got to pull against, you know.
You already know.
Yeah, I got you. Well, you've had, you know, guys on the field that you have as role models. And, you know, here on this team, this coaching staff, There's fantastic guys here, and there's a real solid Southern California flavor to the coaching staff.
Oh, yeah. Well, Coach Hauser, he's a guy from San Diego, so that was very easy to connect with him. Coach Barraza, both Barrazas, actually, they're from San Diego. And Coach Leonard, he's from Arizona, so I kind of consider him close to us. So, but, yeah, it's a lot of guys that, kind of have that feel, that Southern feel, so it's very comfortable with me coming in here and getting to know everybody.
Now, you came in, you made a little visit, but you never know how things are going to go. Right. Is this what you thought it was going to be when you got here now?
This is better than what I could have ever imagined, honestly. Coming out here, I was nervous. It's new Midwest, never really been to the Midwest all that much. So coming out here and then getting COVID, that was a jump scare as well. Getting COVID and then jumping right into a game. But that game, the whole time, everybody taking care of me. It kind of showed me that I was in the right place. People were looking out for me left and right, and nothing's changed. So, most definitely.
So your friends back home who say, wow, Jayshon went to Kansas. Right. I mean, do they think that we're out here riding horses and sitting in wagons and
I
stuff?
I get a lot of the yellow brick road jokes. So that's kind of like the common go-to. But, yeah, it's definitely kind of... Especially when I say Atchison, people kind of say, huh, or what? Like, what is that from the first hearing? But, yeah, I still get that to this day.
Now, you talked about your academic work and your studies. So, yeah. After you get out of Benedictine, what's the plan? What do you think that you want to be? What, 5 years from now, what field are we going to find you in if it goes the way you want it to?
Honestly, coming out of college, I would love to get into real estate with my mother. We've talked about that a lot in Houston, Texas. Trying to buy out lots and do something like that, as well as me kind of finding a place where I can get some physical training or physical therapy work so I can work with other athletes, younger athletes, older athletes. And then building off that, I would love to represent other up-and-coming athletes in some sort of agency. So whether I have to go to law school and get my own degree and get whatever I need to do that, but... That excites me that I could help somebody else get through that next door. So if I could do that, I would definitely pursue that with no looking back.
So mom's in real estate.
Yes, sir.
So she's got that gift of gab. She's a communicator.
Yeah, she could talk to anybody. I'm talking about anybody. So yes.
See, and so she has to be a real inspiration for you too, because when you left L.A., how many people did you know when you walked in the door here, other than a coach? Anyone?
Actually, one person.
Okay.
That Eric Chavez. We played at Alameda together. So, but other than that, no. It's just me out here by myself, kind of in this, I guess you'd say, a new world.
You talk about, meeting people, though, and making friends. I look at this offensive group. Man, I'm seeing some kind of tight-knit bunch out here. Is it what I think it is?
Yes, it's exactly what you see, if not more. We all love each other. And when I say love, I mean love. It's genuine. We look out for each other off the football field just as well as we do on the football field. And we all root for each other. That's the biggest thing. If I come out the game, the next man's up, and it's that simple. We all hope that somebody gets on the board. If you don't have a good game, we hope that the next man next to you does. So, yes, this is exactly what you see.
And there's an excitement about this team and the season. Game one, a bump. You didn't go like you wanted to, but it was a great learning experience. And I got a feeling that this team's got some destiny in front of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it might sound a little weird off the, off the first sound, but I had a smile on my face after the game because I know where we can get to after that game, and I know where we will get to after that game. So it's just a learning process, a young team. Getting to know what it is and what it takes to be a great team. Morningside's a great team, obviously, so we hope to see them again, but kind of just focusing on us week to week, I feel like we could go wherever we want to go.
Jayshon Tide, you've traveled, you've been around, you've played ball, different teams. Young man comes up to you and says, Jayshon, man, I don't know, give me some advice. What would you tell maybe a high school player, young man thinking about, what he's going to do? What would you say to him if you, set him down across the table from you and we're giving him that fatherly talk?
First and foremost, keep God in your corner. You can't do anything without God. And when you do have God in your corner, you can do everything. So have God in your corner. Be yourself. Be confident. Be humble. and always be willing to learn from anybody, from a better player, from a lesser player. You can learn from everybody. Take everything that you get. Take it.
Got one last question. I'm going to let you go. This is the most ridiculous question that you're going to get, and maybe the hardest one of all of them I've asked you.
Okay.
Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Which one is it?
The Flash.
The Flash. I love it.
That's my guy right there.
There you go. Jayshon Todd, it's been a pleasure. Thanks very much, man. Good luck to you, and go Ravens.
I appreciate it. Thank you, boss.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football. Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half coverage of Benedictine Raven football.
Well, the teams make their way back out onto the field. We welcome you back here to Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, second half. Coming up is it is a 31-13 Benedictine lead, getting set to go to the third quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer in the studio. Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts. And Gus, you know, you're William Penn. Let's talk about them first. They're over in the locker room, halftime, and I would think, okay, that second-year head coach Mark Benavidez is going to be going, you know what, guys, we started off a little shaky, but look, we got better. You know, we could do this. And I would think that you're going to try to put whatever positive spin you can on how that first half went if you're the statesman.
Yeah, if you're the statesman, you're going to walk away and say, hey, it wasn't good. We saw a first half where we scored 13 points, only had six first downs. You start looking back through the yardage. You rushed the ball 18 times for only 13, or 8 times for only 13 yards. You passed for 169 yards. So you only had 182 yards of total offense. Benedictine, with 44 plays, almost 300 yards of offense. But if you're Penn, we talked about it before we went to the break. Like, the silver lining of the first half was you didn't give up a touchdown in the first quarter to the Benedictine offense. And you scored touchdowns on your last two possessions. That means that your offense needs to clean things up. You don't give up another pick six. Your special teams cleans things up. You don't give up another special teams touchdown. And all of a sudden, you can find yourself getting right back into this ball game here in the second half. The rest of the stats in the first half, because, we're just going to walk away from the internet here. In the first half, William
there
Penn.
There is no internet.
Yeah. 3 of 7 for William Penn on third downs. Benedictine, 4 of 7 on third downs. But the Ravens had the time of possession. 21 minutes to William Penn's 8. 4 punts in the first half for both teams. And penalties, 2 for Benedictine, 15 yards. And for William Penn, only 1 5-yard penalty. Remember back to the start of the game, William Penn won the toss. They elected to defer their decision to the second half. So they will put their kick return unit out on the field to start things. And for Benedictine, it's going to be Colin Bruner to tee it up and kick it away.
Yeah, for Penn, you got to be pretty happy with you had a good end to the half, and you got to turn right around and, you know, have an opportunity. And you could make this, you know, pretty quickly, what, a 10-point game, you know? So the Ravens are going to be set to boot it away. And the Penn return guys, they've had quite a few opportunities to return their kicks today. And we'll see what they decide to do. We've seen some fair catches. This would probably be one they'd want to do that with. And they're going to let it bounce at the goal line. It goes 1 yard deep, comes back out. So they will get the touchback. And it'll be 1st and 10 for William Penn as we're set to go to the second half. Welcome back, everyone. Next week, the Ravens are going to be right back here in Wilcox Stadium for another 1 o'clock ball game, but this time it's going to be a little different opponent. And next week, it'll be Grandview. And, what, tomorrow, Benedictine is going to be right back up here. If you got nothing going on tomorrow afternoon about 4 o'clock, it will be JV football. Ravens are going to be hosting the Missouri Valley Junior Varsity. You love those JV games. Here's your first down call from their own 25-yard line. QB's going to be back. First play of the second half is going to be a complete pass to the right side up to the 30-yard line as Zachary Lacombe will shove the receiver out of bounds across the way. And with that catch, it is going to be Amir Everett. So again, we talk about Amir, one of those guys who doesn't appear early in the depth chart, but he's been out there a little bit today, second down 5 at their own 30-yard line. And we got lots of movement. The Ravens point across the line of scrimmage, and I think we had a little infraction here we're going to get taken care of.
I believe it was the left tackle kind of looked up out of his stance to try to figure out what was happening right there.
There's a pretty good size
ball
guy.
Start, offense, number 63. That's a 5-yard penalty, second down.
So you got some big guys out there for Penn. Left tackle's Adrian Ayala. He's 6'4", 360. Got Cameron Carnes, 6'2", 285. You got 315-pound redshirt freshman Skylar Young. And that was Liam Bryant. He's like the little guy out there at 6'1", 265 for William Penn. And William Penn, Gus, does it seem to you that there's an inordinate number of transfers from Avila to William Penn this year? Here's a pass over the middle, batted to the ground, and picked off. That thing was knocked to the ground, and then diving for it, Zach Lacombe. And here's a late penalty marker, and another late penalty marker.
Yeah, they're going to both be the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct after the interception, I feel like, against Benedictine.
After the play, we have a dead ball, personal foul, Benedictine, number 5. 15-yard penalties. First down.
Well, there you have it. And the Ravens are going to get the football back. And the defense, Gus, comes up big again. What a play. Knocking that ball down. I thought it was going to go all the way to the ground, but a great effort at coming up with the interception by Zach Lacombe.
Yeah,
two weeks, two INTs.
So Zach Lacombe is now pushing himself up. He is the leader on the Raven defense with interceptions this season. His second one right there. Raven's going to start this ball outside their own 40 to the 42-yard line. And it'll be first and 10.
And that is after that penalty is assessed. Quickly back to throw the ball. Coming out of the backfield, it's going to be caught at the 45-40. Bouncing into the middle, it's going to be at the 35-yard line. And another penalty marker is going to say, and it's Benedictine. Will advance the ball on a catch by Xavier Ugorji. And it's going to be down to the 32. And I guess they're not going to have a marker out there, are they?
Yeah. We're going to have either a block in the back or a hold, depending on how they want to call it. It was both.
It could have been either one.
Block in the back, offense, number 25.
Yeah.
10-yard penalty from the spot of foul, first down.
So what happened was you had a big tight end out there, and he was out in space working against the cornerback, and the quarterback turned to try to make a play on it, and, well, the big tight end pushed him and then grabbed him and pulled him back to the ground. So the penalty will be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. It'll be pushed back to a first and 14 for the Raven offense.
Here goes Benedictine, the line of scrimmage at 46. A little wraparound handoff. Here comes Gorgie again. He breaks the first tackle, but runs headlong into a defender and is escorted out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline by Mason Ford. It's going to be a short gain on the play. We see we're looking now at a second down and see where they're going to spot. This is 41-yard line, second down 9. Early in the second half, 13:23 to go in the third quarter. Ravens in front here at home, 31-13 over William Penn. And let's be honest, guys, the Raven games with William Penn forever have been really close, but Benedictine has ultimately been so successful against this team. What, one loss ever against Penn? Here's a keeper by Jackson Dooley. He found no one open downfield, and he's able to kick it over to the left side, running out of bounds, picking up about a half dozen.
Nice little run right there by Jackson. William Penn is setting up in that 4-2-5, so they're going to set up as a base nickel defense with the five DBs on the field, trying to balance out Benedictine, who right now is actually going to go five guys in the pattern. They're going to go three to the right, two to the left. Empty backfield right here for Jackson.
Third down and five. Ravens at the 37-yard line. Pass over to the left side. It's going to be caught. Picking up a first down. Keeping his balance. Getting inside the 30. Down to the 29, 28-yard line. First and 10, Benedictine. That was a nice catch. And, frankly, a lot of traffic by Matthew Sanford out of Melissa, Texas. Ravens are going to move the sticks. It's a first and 10, BC.
Sanford, a big, strong guy out there, able to grab the football, pick up the first down, keep this drive alive. And for Benedictine, they're now going to have it at the 27-yard line. Ravens are going to go two receivers to the right, tuck the tight end on the right side. He'll be eligible as they'll motion Zimmerman across the formation.
Zim will set up as a wingman over to the left side, but they'll run motion to the right instead, trying to get to the outside, hit in the backfield, and there's nowhere to go.
So that time the Ravens ran power to the right side with Xavier Ugorji, but that time came scraping off the top side with Cameron Cummings, the freshman out of Houston, Texas. Did a great job on power. That's the one that the guards got to get out there and block, but again, just no chance when he comes scraping that hard off the edge.
It'll be second down at about 15 for Benedictine out at the William Penn 33-yard line. Three receivers left, no one wide right, tight end on the right side, and it's going to be Zimmerman who releases. Here's a pass taken and then juggled and dropped, knocked really away by the defender over there, Sean White. He got at the receiver very quickly, kind of got his arm around there, interfered with the catch of the ball and knocked it to the ground, making it incomplete, and a third down 15 facing BC.
Talk about in the first half, Benedictine. On third downs, they were 4 of 7, facing a third and long right here.
Ethan Perrott into the game and wide to the left side. Jayshon, we haven't talked about Jayshon or seen him a lot today. And part of it is I think that they're kind of like taking it easy with him. He got a little banged up last week and then just giving him a chance to get really well. Quarterback back over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 20, down to the 15. And with that extra 5 yards, Benedictine picks up a first and 10.
That time, Joseph Lagafuayana makes the reception, able to take it down. Inside the...
He must leave the field for one play.
Okay, so they're going to take it inside the 20 and mark it down at the 16. And for Joseph, having what I think has probably got to be his best game of his career, his third catch here today. And that's going to put him up over 25 receiving yards.
So Penn is going to make a couple of substitutions in the defensive front as BC moving to football now inside the 20. First and 10 at the 16. Handoff, Ugorji, 15-yard line, 14, 13. Straight ahead run and taking it off the right guard. Give him about 5 on that. Just a quick hitter into the right side of the line. Second down. Now, the Ravens, I think, basically are bringing the play in from the near sideline. Isn't that what's kind of happening? They run one guy in, one guy out. It's not like they're bringing in an entire set or a formation. Jayshon comes back into the game. And again, it's going to be Xavier in the backfield. Quarterback is back to throw. Dooley's got tons of time. Ball caught at the 1 yard line. Touchdown, Ravens! That's a nice pass over to the left side. And then it's going to be Joseph with the catch. No, is that going to be Jason or Gathright?
Jacob. Yep. Gathright making the catch right there and getting into the end zone. And for Jacob Gathright today, that's going to be his first touchdown of the afternoon.
So Benedictine will extend its lead with precisely 10 minutes to play here in the third quarter. One more PAT effort coming up for Balky. It's back, it's down, it's up, and it's good. And the Ravens stretch the advantage. We're taking a break, Joseph. We're down now. 10 minutes to go in the third. Benedictine, 38. William Penn, 13.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ravens set to kick it away as we return to Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. Advancing and Cullen Bruner. Bucciere. Oh, Cullen's been busy kicking off, but he hasn't punted a lot here today. This kick is going to land about 3 yards into the end zone and bounce out the back, and it'll be a touchback. The William Penn offense coming back out on the field. So, Benedictin, again, guys, got ahead early. Saw Penn battle back. But so far in this game, William Penn has done nothing to really make me feel like they're really a part of the game or really a threat in this game.
No, they haven't been able to get anything going. That last possession started off as, how about this, an interception. Do you realize that the first four halves of Benedictine College football this year have been three pick sixes and then an interception right there? So the Ravens have started each half with turnovers.
Here's a little handoff to the right side. Not able to get to the edge, losing a couple, 3 yards as they try to get around the right end. No room. How about Heath Baker over there, the big fifth-year senior from Atchison? Stretches the play out. Drops him for a couple of yards. Lost. Second down and a dozen at the 23-yard line. 38-13, Benedictine in front. Looking down to the video board, it is now officially after halftime. Gart Meyer family video board. I like it.
Yep.
Like it. Second down at 12. Motion will come right side. Everybody out of the backfield. They'll flare that over. Almost a lateral taking the line of scrimmage and up the field. Now the 25 and up to the 30-yard line. So a play that looked like it might have gotten very little ultimately picks up 7. Leaving Penn looking at a third down 5 call to throw in 30.
That time Jackson Hoskins over there to make the stop on the play for the Ravens. You look at the cornerbacks out there for the Ravens. You're going to go Hoskins on the near side. Trey Williams is filling in as that backside cornerback right now.
BC's also got Abram Phillips out there. Would you call that a four-down lineman or is it an outside guy on the right side? Or is it?
Yeah, I'd call it a 4-3. I mean, okay. That's a traditional 4-3 with a stand-up Cole Johnson.
Third down 5. Back to throw again. It's going to be Ramsey. Now, nowhere to throw it. He'll run, and he's got room. It's a first down and about a half a dozen to spare. That was a smart decision by Sterling Ramsey. Sometimes quarterbacks kind of get that tunnel vision. They realize, man, I'm throwing the ball. It's a passing play, and they forget to look and see when there's an avenue to run like there was there.
Yeah, and he ran that same kind of a play in the first half, and that was the one where he was able to throw it out there for the 74-yard touchdown, right? Like, find some clean air. Then make your decision on, am I going to get a guy open or am I just going to run? And that's a great job by Sterling Ramsey II, a junior out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
First down, William Penn across their own 40-yard line. And all sorts of confusion. You got 5 guys out there trying to reset for Penn. And they look over to call a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break with the Statesman with 8:27 to go in the third. It is Benedictine 38. Pin 13.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco! Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout here at Atchison, Kansas, Wilcox Stadium. Gus, they go ahead and make that timeout the media break. And 8:27 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine with a commanding lead. They've had a commanding lead all day long. Half a minute into the game, they had a commanding lead here today. It's 38-13. So, BC huddled up around a coaching staff around the near side. A lot of red jerseys. Benedictine, by the way, in those bright, bright red. We talked about how Atchison High is more of a Miami of Ohio red. This is more of, what, a Rutgers red maybe? Or a, I mean,
it's a bright red.
Nebraska red?
Let's not get carried away. You want to have good football, okay?
Look out now. GBR, I think, is what my friends tell me. First and 10. Penn is back to throw. Launching deep and undefended. Receiver is going to take this for a touchdown. Absolutely no one guarding downfield, and that was an easy 60-yard TD strike. And Penn right back on the board, and that long timeout because somebody upstairs had seen something. Somebody had analyzed and figured out that there's a receiver who's not being taken care of. So Penn with a long, long strike.
So Sterling Ramsey with his second big touchdown pass of the afternoon, a 74, and that time a 60-yard touchdown strike.
PAT is good. Taking another timeout. Joseph, more points rolling up on the board at 8:18 to go in the third. Benedictine, 38. William Penn now at 20.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Just a moment ago for William Penn, and Statesmen are going to kick it away. 38-20. The Ravens with an 18-point advantage, and still most of the third quarter remains here in Atchison. Not a single person has departed the stands. This kick is high and very, very short. Upman calls for a fair catch. That was a very smart play. How come, so they're trying to be cute with that, or was that just a kick that didn't kick?
Yeah, I think they just tried to pop it up, and if it worked, that was great, but I just don't think they are interested right now in kicking the ball to that return duo of Jay Sean along with Witherspoon.
Here's the thing. Ravens getting out to that big lead early. Since then, they and Penn have exchanged scores, but Statesmen can't afford to trade scores.
So what the Statesmen have to start doing is forcing turnovers. Haven't done it yet.
Jackson's going to hand off to Witherspoon. And Dalton mowed down at the line of scrimmage, is able to fall forward for a single yard as free safety. Donovan Brewer, I don't know how in the world that little guy got all the way 3 yards deep into the backfield from the strong or the free safety spot, but he got back there, and I think maybe William Penn is showing me a little motion right now. They're beginning to get themselves involved in this game a little more. Second down at 8. Still Witherspoon in the backfield. And about the same play. Bouncing outside this time. Witherspoon cuts back into the middle and runs into pushing back a defender and picking up a first down. That was a good, strong run by Dalton Witherspoon. Tackled by Sean White. You know who's in front of him? We loved it. Kind of give a little credit to the guys doing that lead block. He was right behind Rashad Beckham.
Yeah, Rashad Beckham, a big guy, but he's able to get into space. 6 foot, 270-pound junior, offensive lineman.
BC on the first down. Jackson will bounce left, kind of pump fakes once. He has nowhere to go and sidesteps his defender, who may have hurt himself over there, as he tries to get the Raven quarterback. Jackson did a nice little job. He just kind of had a little shake and bake there, and the defender goes by him, and now he's on the ground over on the far sideline. He hurt himself.
He's getting stretched out for that cramp on the back of that right leg. At that time over there, it was Matt Murhoff, a defensive lineman out of Benton, Missouri.
Ravens going sideline to sideline on the second down and 11 call. Again, the quarterback is back to throw, steps up in the pocket, throws from out deep to a running back. And yeah. He was looking for Dalton, couldn't get it.
Yeah, he was looking for Dalton. That was going to be a tough play because Dalton ran a little more downhill instead of kind of more of a swing pattern to where he could run out in front and catch that ball. And he and Jackson are having a little discussion about how they wanted to see that route arced off instead of more of at an angle. So when it's all said and done, a little confusion on that play. It'll bring up a 3rd and 12 for the Raven offense.
Have not seen Benedictine go downfield. Have they abandoned the long game?
I think right now Penn is just really trying to discourage that by dropping those safeties.
Here's Perrott left side. The Ravens have 4 out, and they'll throw for Ethan. He walks a tight rope with the catch, picks up the first down. That was well done, Ethan Perrott. And the beauty of that was his situational awareness to where, A, the down marker was, and B, where the sideline was, because he was right there against both of them.
Yeah, how many times do you talk about that? You need 12, so don't run an 11-yard route,
yeah.
Right? In that time, a great job by Perrott running a 14-yard route to where he could come back to 13 and still pick up the first down.
So BC advances the sticks. They're across midfield, and it is a 1st and 10 at the 42-yard line. Again, back to Doak. This time he wants the home run. He's got a man and can't hold on to the goal line.
And now a penalty marker is going to sail at the end of the play.
The intended receiver down there for Benedictine, he's going to jog down and pick up the football. But
that time it was Jacob, and can I tell you, let's get the call.
Dead ball, personal foul, number 71. Unnecessary roughness, 15 yards. 2nd down.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be a dead ball. So the play is going to count, and you're going to get the 15-yard penalty. But you go back to that play, and Jacob, as he was getting towards the goal line, I think he was trying to speed up a little bit, lost his feet, so went airborne. If he keeps his feet, he's got a better shot of making that catch. The Ravens now are going to bring in a receiver that I don't think we've seen yet this year, R.J. Brewster, 6-foot senior out of Atlanta.
So Sanford goes over to the left side. Brewster and a couple of his teammates come over to the right, and it's going to be his little pitch out of the backfield, and hurtling across the line of scrimmage goes Dalton Witherspoon. They use those trips right side to provide lead blocking. He'll kick it back across the 50-yard line, and he had a long way to go. Picked up a chunk of it, but for Benedictine, it'll bring up a 3rd down 15 here.
That time, the tackle in the middle of the field by Josh Barclay, and Barclay is going to stay down for just a second. As he's grabbing the back of that calf and trying to massage it, as we're starting to see the cramps creep up a little bit for this William Penn team. Good to see, though, we haven't really seen those same things happen for Benedictine this afternoon.
No, and it is, I mean, is it warm outside? Yeah, it's warm out. It's early September, but what else you've got going on is it's not as bad as it could be. We were 72 degrees at game time. We picked up a few right now, closer to 75 under sunny, sunny skies, but again, early in the season, man, it could be a whole lot worse than this. Like last week, it was a whole lot worse than this. Benedictine is going to be back here at Wilcox Stadium. And here's something that you must remain aware. Only 5 home games this year, okay? So if you're going to get up here and see this BC football team in the regular season, after today, you've only got 4 shots. So be aware after next Saturday, they're only going to be home 3 more times. Is that kind of hard to believe? Here we are when it'll be the middle of September and you've got 3 home dates left?
Raven fans, and I think players will, they won't admit it, but they will. Monday, going to be taking a look at the NAIA website as the first national poll will come out Monday.
3rd down 15 for Benedictine just across midfield. Pass left flat, and there it is. You need 15 and you run the 14-yard route. It's going to bring up 4th down and 1 for Benedictine at the 33-yard line.
And that time over there throwing the ball to the left side, it was R.J. Brewster stepping out just a little before. And actually, they're going to give him much shorter than I thought.
It's
going to bring up like a 4th and 2.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the one thing that nobody will wonder about the national poll?
Who's number one?
Yeah, that's kind of a given, as Kaiser a couple nights ago took on North Carolina Greenville, a Division II school, beat them in overtime, 23-20. So,
how about the Seahawks? Huh? Here's a handoff into the middle, and the quarterback, Jackson Dooley, runs up behind Dalton Witherspoon, tries to push him forward, and I don't think he got it.
I don't think they're giving it to him. If this near-side line judge is going to hold his spot, he came up short of the 32-yard line. And that the sticks are at the 32, so they're going to eye it up. And I don't know.
I'm with you. I do not believe he has gotten it. They're taking plenty of time getting everybody away from the football, and now the officials are going to eye this thing up, and we never see the chains come in anymore. Let's see what they're going to decide here.
Well, that stick
Raymond's
is right
offensive stayed out there.
Well, that stick's on the 32, and that ball is half a length from the 32. I mean, that's kind of a given, right?
Yep, now the official says it is first down, William Penn.
But look at that. That thing's not even close to the 32-yard line.
So the Penn defense holds, and Benedictine on a fourth down one, unable to garner at that last yard.
A little surprised Joel's not going to challenge it.
Yeah, you know, you have that video.
You might as well try it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it works or how it works, but
do you really want to expose that technology to people seeing it?
Yeah. So, anyway, when it's all said and done, it's going to be a turnover on downs for the Raven offense and for William Penn coming back on the field after that big touchdown the last drive.
Quarterback is back. He is hit. He is sacked at the 20-yard line. A 12-yard loss for Sterling Ramsey as the Benedictine defense swarms and give Heath Baker and Tim Glazer each half a sack right there.
Yeah, and great job by the Ravens. And the first guy back there, Heath Baker, the 6'3" senior out of Atchison, able to get into the backfield. And then Tim Glazer at 6'4", 260, able to clean it up. Nowhere to go for Sterling Ramsey the second on that play.
Second down, 22. The pass to the far side is well thrown, but the receiver who had a defender in Trey Williams right beside him kind of juggled the ball and ultimately was unable to haul it in. It'll go incomplete. It would have been a first down. It is not. Now third down and 22. Clock stops at that incompletion. 3:53 still to play here this afternoon.
The near side defensive end for the Ravens is going to be Kaizen Burrows. Talked about the sophomore out of Maybank, Texas. He's getting extended snaps today with Jared Heron not in there.
Ramsey's going to keep a running back in on his left hand to stay in the block, and he's back to throw again. They're going to run with it. Steps up at 25-30, and the official provides a nice block before five defenders grab Sterling Ramsey and swarm him to the ground. It was a nice gain, but it's still 8 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, what do you pick up? About 12 yards on the play. So on third and 20, you pick up 12, and it's going to bring up a fourth and 8. And I'm not seeing any movement out of the Penn offense. They're going to leave them out there with 3:25 left here in the third quarter.
I'm not sure either of these teams are punting the ball. Quarterback's got a running back very deep behind him, like 5 yards behind him.
Raven defense looks really confused. Look at this bunch formation for Penn. They're going to take four receivers, put them in a little kind of a bunch pattern to the right. Now they're going to quick kick it.
And gets away. Oh, that's the best kick of the day. No one is back for Benedictine, and it will take a Raven bounce and a big Raven bounce, and finally going to be down at the 32-yard line. I think landed near the 25 and was spinning and kicked backward. Kick coverage guy had to turn around and chase it back toward the line of scrimmage. And for Benedictine, it'll be first to 10 at their own 32. And you do that with now 3 minutes to go in the third quarter and with an 18-point lead.
And if I'm Penn, I actually don't mind the quick kick right there, right? Don't give Benedictine a chance to bring an electric returner into the ball game. Kick the ball away and let your defense, who's playing a little better, get out on the field.
You're gorgeous out there now, and now Ravens will pass it up the right side. Jayshon with the catch, got a dozen on the first down. Play first and 10, Benedictine up at the 45-yard line. Cameron Cummings for William Penn. Cameron, this is kind of a young group for Penn. New coach, second-year guy, got a freshman out there. Got a lot of young guys getting a lot of playing time. This is a team that is going to get better, and I think they're probably on a good track. Here's a handoff right side. Ugorji tried to head fake the defender. Nobody was buying it. He'll get 2 yards on the first down run. Michael Bryant, Cincinnati.
The Ravens going to bring Tanner Zimmerman into the ball game. They're also going to bring LeBron Jackson into the game. So they're going to go LeBron along with Jacob Gathright and Joseph Lagafuiana to the left. And on the right side, you're going to have Jayshon Todd on one-on-one coverage. Now they're going to swing a safety to help out over the top on Jayshon.
Staying with that four-down lineman. Ravens are back to throw. Plenty of time. Now Dooley's going to be flushed out of the pocket. He needs to just throw this thing away, and that's what he's going to do here. Well, into the sideline on the far side across the way for Penn and onto the track.
He learned from last week.
Yep.
Remember when he threw the ball away, and it was like right at the sideline? This time he realized that the track can be your friend. And he arrows that thing out to the far sideline, gets it well out of bounds, and it will now bring up a third and long for the Raven offense.
Jayshon out of the ball game and back in for BC, Matt Sanford.
So William Penn going to sit back in that 43 defense. They're going to have two high safeties. One of them's going to pick up your slot receiver on the backside.
Again, the Ravens will look to throw on third down. Back it away, and then a little miscommunication. And Sanford has to make a late recovery to try to catch the ball. But Sanford had broken downfield. The ball was thrown to his outside and not downfield. And he comes back. He's unable to catch it because Lloyd Darius Gardner, another Avila transfer to William Penn, is putting a little heat on the Raven quarterback. It goes incomplete and Benedict will punt.
Do you ever think you'd get to a time where you would say Avila transfers are actually guys that are going to improve your team?
Who knew? So from the Raven 46, they will be punting. The boot is away. This has been a rarity, a Raven punt. It's going to be taken at the 11, and what a hit coming downfield for the Ravens. Oh, my goodness, Blue Kaplinger. He got all of that one.
Now, you knew when you saw the hair flying, it was Blue Kaplinger. And for the Ravens, that's going to be their second punt of the afternoon. First one of the second half, and a great job by the kick coverage unit to get down there. And for William Penn, same story, long field to work with.
They've had a little bit of that today, haven't they? It's kind of been how the day has gone for them.
Well, you take a look at their three touchdowns this afternoon. Two of them have been long plays. You had the 60-yard pass to Amir Everett, the 74-yard pass to Keithon Davis, and then it was a 6-yard pass to Lucas Hamilton on that little bit of a slant pattern. That's something we haven't seen Penn run much of in the second half, is that quick slant that Morningside ran against Benedictine.
So Penn with the ball to begin this series at their own 13-yard line. Benedictine with a 38-20 lead here at home in Atchison, Kansas. And Penn now taking a really, really long time looking over at their home sideline.
I think they're waiting on the officials to finally go and spot it. Now they're all going to walk away and start the play clock.
QB back to throw. Looks right, throws right. And his receiver, I don't think, saw the ball coming early enough. He had to look from the outside to the inside, and as he does that, loses a handle on it a little bit as Muhammad, the intended receiver. Because if he saw that ball another moment ahead, I think he's going to catch that.
Yeah, because as he spun around and put his hand up, he was able to get a hand on the ball, just not enough to haul it in. Problem with the incomplete pass is now it brings up a 2nd and 10 for William Penn. They're going to go trips to the left side, single to the right.
QB back to throw, goes all the way to the goal line as he sets up the screen. We're caught at the 10 and down just shy of the 15, ultimately gaining about 2 yards.
That time, great job by the Raven defense to get over there and make the quick tackle.
See, that's one of the things with some of those plays. You cover a lot of ground, you do a lot of stuff, but when it's done, you gain 2 yards, and that's just not going to get you where you need to go. Trey Williams is out there, 6-foot receiver. On his 3rd down, 8 call at their own 15-yard line for Penn. They're down 18 in this game in the last minute of the 3rd quarter. Sterling Ramsey's gone all the way at quarterback for the Statesman. And he's thinking about running. Now he's going to be chased out of the pocket, looking to try to get, and with a good, solid effort, picks up the 1st down just across that 1st down marker. And we have a Penn lineman who is prone back at the 5-yard line.
And that time, as the quarterback got outside the pocket, he knew where he needed to get to. The Ravens cornerback, Trey Williams, stepped up and met him right there at the sticks, but
Sterling Ramsey using that 6 foot, 200 pound frame to push forward and pick up the first down right there, getting the ball out across the 20. They're going to spot it down at the 24 with 51 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Lineman out there, they're taking a look at that, his ankle a little bit, and now they're going to help him to his feet. If you weigh 360 pounds, it takes some pretty good ankles to support a man that size.
Taking a look at some games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference today. We talked about it earlier. Baker knocked off St. Ambrose 52-0.
And what did they score in the second half? That was like the halftime score.
Yeah, they scored one touchdown. It was 45-0 at half.
Yeah,
so.
There you go.
Missouri Baptist leading Clark 35-7 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter of that one. So
Missouri Baptist is going to be a very solid early on addition to this conference. They're going to make an impact right out of the gate.
Got a nice recruiting base. I mean,
oh yeah.
So again, if they can kind of reach in and really dig their heels in, they should be okay in this conference.
And we get Emos.
There we go.
There. So that's always a plus. First and ten.
Go to CBC and make a left.
For Penn. Yeah, exactly. Right down the street. Pass over the middle. Caught to the 31-yard line. So that's a gain of about 7.
That time running the ball across the middle. And Kyle Gibson finally makes his stop. But that's that slant pattern we talked about, that they kind of got away from it in the second half early. Well, now they went back to it on that play. Just quick across the face of the safety.
Second down, 2. Quarterback spins, twists, tries to get away, and held up at the line of scrimmage, and then the second guy comes in to polish it off. Isaac Anderson had him around the ankles. It's the old high-low, you know, where Zachary Lacombe comes in and completes the tackle. It's the third quarter, draws to a close. Three quarters done here in Atchison, Kansas. Stick with us. Fourth coming up, the score. Benedictine's Ravens, 38, William Penn, 20.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal, or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Teams still huddling up around their respective coaching staffs as we get set to go to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. NAIA football in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Going to the fourth, Benedictine here at home enjoying a 38-20 lead over William Penn. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth to my left, Tom Counts, and Gus for the Ravens. I think it's important to have a strong finish. You know, they got a big lead early in this game, and then it just kind of just floated along and floated along. Wouldn't you like to, you would think, go out of this game on a really high note to move into the huge matchup here next week?
Yeah, really, since the 10:56 mark of the second quarter, Benedictine has been outscored 20-10.
Here's a pass downfield, and a quarterback being hit by two defenders throws it up in the air, and it's going to be caught. Downfield at the Raven 46-yard line. That was a great catch by Brandon Powell. Not one, two defenders sandwiching him, and he makes the catch anyway.
Yeah, the freshman out of Waco, Texas, last week had one catch for 24 yards and a touchdown. That time Sterling Ramsey never saw the end of that play. He just reared back and threw it in the direction of his receiver.
Ramsey being chased, and that time he says, okay, Heath, you're not going to hit me. I'm going to throw this thing. He kind of put it on the same part of the track that Jackson did for the Ravens a little while ago.
Now the official's going to go over here and grab Sterling Ramsey as he's having a few words with a couple Raven defensive linemen, and they're going to say, hey, let's separate it a little bit.
So for Penn, it is second down at the Benedictine 46-yard line. Again, one man in the backfield to the right side of Ramsey. They'll stop the play. Change the call coming in from the far sideline. Ramsey's going to back away and continue the count. 5 seconds on the play clock as the ball is snapped. Pass left side. Man's open, and it's a little high and a little behind his intended receiver.
That time
he's going to go incomplete.
That time Jackson Hoskins over there in coverage for the Ravens. But again, Sterling Ramsey has kind of thrown out some things, and he's decided, hey, I'm just going to put the ball out there, see if my guys can make a play on it, because what do we have to lose right now trailing by 18 here in the fourth quarter?
You know, anytime it's really, that's not a bad ploy. You know, you get it out there, you get a little air underneath it, let your receiver go out and make a catch. Amir Everett was the guy who was, he was looking at it that play. Third down, 10 call. Ravens come with a bit of a blitz. A pass over the middle is going to be caught and intercepted. Flipped out of the hands of the defender and taken by Trey Williams. Trey to the 35, 42-yard line. That was a circus play. It was caught. And then a Raven defender hit the receiver. The ball shoots up in the air and right into the arms of Trey Williams, who brings it back. And the Benedictine Ravens have taken it away.
Yeah, great job right there by Trey Williams. So many times you see a safety that comes across the field, the ball might pop up in the air by their shoulder, and they're too worried about making a hit on the guy, the receiver, and the ball, like, flutters to the ground. That time Trey, head on a swivel, found the football, able to take it away, and for the Ravens, that's going to be their third interception of the afternoon on quarterback Sterling Ramsey. He threw three picks against Benedictine last season.
BC from their own 42, Witherspoon starts outside, plants a foot, turns it back upfield, and is going to pick up seven.
That time following the big blocking up front by the center, Rashad Beckham. We talked about Beckham a little earlier, but that 6 foot, 270-pound junior lineman out of Mission Viejo doing a great job anchoring this front for Benedictine.
Rashad, it's kind of hard to say this, but it's 6 foot, 270. He is the smallest of the Raven offensive linemen, so probably pretty quick, able to get outside and make that lead block second down for BC. Second down seven. Coach, how the heck are you, my friend?
Ravens are going to turn, hand it off to Witherspoon. Nowhere to go on that play. It's going to bring up now a second down and four for the Raven offense.
13:20 to go in the ballgame. Ravens with it. Take a little time off the clock. 18-point lead.
He'd agree with kicking that field goal before half.
Oh, yeah. If his special team gets involved, he'd say, you get him out there. Third down and four. Ravens just shy of midfield.
But this Ravens are going to bunch up four receivers of their own to the left.
They'll wrap around handoff, trying to get outside. He's in trouble. Witherspoon is going to go. Penalty markers coming down to the defensive secondary, and that's because there was a lead block issue out there.
Here's the deal. You had a bunch of receivers, and by bunch, I mean you took four guys and lined them up out there. The only problem was those four guys were all receivers, and you were trying to use them as lead blockers.
Let's see how they're going to sort this out. It's going to be assessed against Benedictine.
Block in the back. Offense. 10 yards. Third down.
I actually think they're going to call that against Jacob Gathright. His guy turned his back and must have got him for a push. So the ball is going to be moved back to the 40-yard line where the Ravens are going to have it third and 12.
Speaking of Gathright, he's going to go very, very wide to the right side for this thing. Lagovoyana will fill the slot to the right side, and BC will have tight ends on the left. They're taking advantage of the wide side of the field. Going from right to left here in quarter number four. Back to throw Dooley. Looks left, throws left. He's going to have it complete over here on the near side to Jay Sean Todd, but it's going to be short of the first down. Again, Gus.
12 and you're running eight.
Yeah.
So, for the Ravens, they're actually going to call this a fourth and three, and BC's going to lead the offense out there on the field.
You know, it's an interesting call. They're really going to snap the ball, though. Fourth down and three. They could draw that penalty. That will get you the first down. Jackson Dooley going with a hard count, and he's going to take the snap. They will pitch Witherspoon. He's not going to get there. He does. He cuts back to the middle, and in fact, will pick it up. And a late marker again. And look at Jackson go back and plead his case to that official.
We'll
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes. 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good afternoon, this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. We've lost Tom and Gus for a moment. We're trying to reestablish communication. We'll be back with them as soon as possible. I've got just another break for you real quick.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Welcome back. Wilcox Stadium and the Ravens with an interception 40. Right side 35 down to the 25-yard line. The pick by Sean Blomquist. Blomquist with another INT here today, guys.
Yep, that's going to be the second one of the afternoon by Javai Blomquist. And for Benedictine, that's going to be their fourth interception in back-to-back plays for William Penn. They're going to end up throwing interceptions. So,
kind of catching it up on what happened is the Dixie Cup fell off the string up here, so we apologize for that. Kind of got it going. 11:15 to go in the football game. Benedictine coming up with the interception, and that's going to set them up at the 24-yard line, and they are deep in William Penn territory to begin this series, leading 38-20. Everybody taking a little moment. Guys, you're looking at your watch. You guys out there, it looks like that's what they're doing, but they're really checking that little playlist on their side, on their left wrist. Motion to the middle. Handoff is going to go to the jet sweep, but there's nothing there, man. Jay Sean never got to the outside. A blitzing linebacker got into the middle, and that is going to be a tackle for a loss.
That time getting back there, Ismael Dorville, a freshman out of Miami North High School, makes a stop on the play for William Penn. Miami, Oskaloosa, Iowa. That's kind of close.
How do you make that? How do you make that connection? That's incredible. Second down at about 15 on that big loss a moment ago by the Ravens on that jet sweep. Back to throw again is Dooley. He's got a man open over the middle of the 10. It's a 5. Drags the defender into the end zone. Touchdown, Tyler Watson. The Hillsboro, Missouri native, 6'2" junior, takes the strike at the 10, hit at the 5, and carries his man into the end zone. A 28-yard completion for the score, and the Ravens increase their lead down to 44-20.
That time, great job by the big tight end, just running straight down the middle of the field, and the safety working right behind him. Good job by Watson using the strong hands to steal the ball away. The Missouri Baptist transfer.
Harry Balke back in looking for more PATs, and he will get it, and we're taking a break. Joseph, we got a timeout of the field. Still a long way to go in this one. 10.5 left in the game. Ravens 44, Statesman 20.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
William Penn running its kick return unit out on the field, Gus, and they got an uphill now. Brandon Powell is going to be the return guy on the near side, standing at the 15-yard line. Over on the far side, we're going to get Muhammad over there, and his kick is sidewinding, and it'll be fielded at the 8 with a fair catch. And it's not the first time we've seen Brandon Powell say, I'll just take the ball and we'll just get the offense out here and call it good.
So for William Penn, on their last two offensive plays, they've thrown interceptions. Trey Williams, two possessions ago, with an interception, and Javai Blomquist on the very last play with his second interception of the afternoon. Benedictine already four takeaways today. So for William Penn, they're going to start, how about this, their 13th possession of the afternoon, only 20 points today.
First and 10 at the 25-yard line. Here come the Statesmen. End of the game at 1-0 here today. Pass to the left side. And I think the intended receiver, and I'm going to speculate that I know who the intended receiver was, had no clue that the ball was coming. Never saw it thrown. Never saw it go by him. Never saw it hit the ground.
Yeah, that time it looked like it was probably intended for Brandon Powell, the freshman out of Waco. But as he cut to the outside, the ball came to the inside, and now we've got a new quarterback out there. It's going to be Connor Neville. Connor played about the second half last week against William Woods.
Yeah, and Connor's already confused. He's going over toward the sideline, throwing his arms in the air toward the coaching staff, and now he's going to drop back, short drop, passes over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 30-yard line. And I thought the receiver was going to pick up a first down, but instead Lucas Hamilton took a step back. Thought he was going to get around the defender. Lost the 2 yards he needed to get the first down. So what was going to be a first down is now 3rd and 2.
Is that play going to be a problem all year?
Yeah.
I mean, that has been the play so far that they struggled against Morningside with, and now Penn, I would say 70% of their offense has come off of that play.
Quarterback's back. That time he throws to the left side, and that just goes right through the hands of Brandon Powell. And probably some of that is Powell looking up to see how much he had to run to get the first down. And maybe a little bit, you got another quarterback. He's got a little bit of a different delivery. You know, I think I'm seeing Neville throw the ball with a little more snap, a little more authority on that pass, maybe a little harder to catch. And with a fourth down and a long yard, call it 2, at their own 33, Penn looks like they're going to go for it back here.
Brandon's going to take a linebacker out of the ball game, bring in another safety. It's going to be Dominic Stone King in on this 4th and 1.
See, and I would think maybe you'd think about putting extra pressure on the quarterback because the new guy's kind of flustered. Here's a handoff left side and a great second effort by Destin Loring, the starting running back who's kind of been lost in all of this. He has just done nothing today, but he picked up 2 yards there when his team needed him and he got a first down.
Yeah, Destin Loring's a guy who coming into today's ball game, had 21 carries, 142 yards and 3 touchdowns last week, and this afternoon has been pretty non-existent in the run game.
Yeah, Ravens did a great job with him last year. On 8 carries, he got 8 yards. Now they'll set up a little bit of a screen. It's going to be complete to the 40-yard line, over to the left side to the 50, and racing down the far sideline. That's the guy we were just talking about, Justin Loring, coming out of the backfield to take that screen pass.
Yep, and they're going to say he stepped out just past midfield down to the Raven 47-yard line, but a nice pickup right there and a quick hitter and quickly back to the line of scrimmage for William Penn.
9 minutes to play. QB's back. Fires one over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 35-yard line. And down it'll go to the 20. William Penn moving the ball briskly now. That catch by Brandon Powell.
You know when you play pig and you're the one who stays on like the low block
you gotta
and keep
stay on the
shooting
block.
That shot?
Yep, I know that.
Until
you know, you finally prove that you can hit it. Well, right now, if I'm William Penn, I just keep running that play until Benedictine proves to me that they can stop it.
Yes. We've talked about this in football a lot of times, you know, how sometimes a coach will have a play that works. You run it eight times, it works every time, and if for some reason on the ninth play they want to run something different, and there's no reason to.
Ask the Packers when they got down to the five and stopped handing the ball to Josh Jacobs, right?
Yes, yes, they should have kept handing it to Josh Jacobs. That's what I was saying. Second down, 5 yards to go at the 25-yard line. Penn will go motion to the left side, looking right, throwing right, has a man, and way overshot the intended receiver. That was just an apparent pass.
Well, yes, he threw it a little long, but that time Lucas Hamilton was on the backside, never realized that the quarterback was going to look back to his right because he was looking to the left the entire time. And so you saw Lucas Hamilton over here. He kind of throttled down a little bit, and then when the ball was thrown, it was one of those uh-oh moments as he tried to speed up and couldn't quite get there. Now we have a William Penn player a little slow to get up. So
father tended to him. Let me ask you, is it not incumbent on a receiver on every route, on every down, whether you're the intended receiver, the target, or not, to run that route as if it's coming to you and nobody else?
How you should run it,
yeah.
But down 25 in the fourth quarter, you're starting to see some of these guys be like, he's not throwing it to me. And as a receiver, I'd be like, they're probably throwing it to me because we need to score some points. The player that was down for William Penn, the running back, Dustin Loring, is going to get up, make his way off the field, and make his way over to the far sideline.
They're going to take a little hydration and timeout here. We will stay around. Speaking of timeouts, don't forget we have a 2-minute timeout coming up here in a little bit. 8 minutes left to go into ball game. As we're now here in the fourth quarter, Ravens in front, 45-20. And again, I would love to be able to share with some of the other scores around the area. I'm not sure we are able to get our hands on those.
Oh, we got chances. Scores before we're going to get stats. Is the internet up here a little spotty today, as it is most days. In double overtime, Oklahoma State comes back and beats Arkansas today, 39-31. Kansas State pulls one off against Tulane. They came back and won 34-27 in that contest. So Hawks will kick it off at 6 o'clock tonight with about half of the Heart of America Athletic Conference kicking off at 6 this evening.
Ultimately today, the weather was extremely cooperative, and so, you know, a night game, not a big deal here. So here it is, third down play, and a pass to the 10-yard line is going to be incomplete. Looking on the near side for a wide receiver out here, and that's going to be Kavon Bickham, but not able to pull the thing down.
How about the least surprising score you've ever heard? With 3 minutes left in the first half, Northern Illinois leads Notre Dame in West Bend. 13-7.
Oh, my. Here's a pass that they're taking at the 10-yard line. Is that thing complete? It is. It'll be first and goal, Penn at the 9.
Lucas Hamilton with another big reception right there, making the sliding catch. And that time, it was great defense, but Lucas Hamilton goes down, makes a good sliding catch in front of the defender, and there was nothing the Ravens could do about that play. It'll be first and goal at the 9-yard line for Penn.
Tell you what, Connor Neville's making a case for himself to be the quarterback for this team. He's done a nice job handling the ball, and he's back to throw again, pass into the end zone, and a diving effort. It's off the hands of the receiver in the back of the end zone and incomplete. And again, it is Amir Everett.
Yeah, the safety that time had his back turned to the quarterback and never saw that ball coming. And just a tough break for William Penn.
Down now there. 7.5 minutes to go. So we're midpoint of the fourth quarter. Benedictine in front in the ball game, 45-20. Receiver, he's in right, and there will go opposite way, and it is going to be down at the 6. So it'll bring up now a third and goal.
So they're going to pick up about 3 yards on that play. Get it now, as you call it, third and goal. And good to see back into the ballgame, Destin Loring. Loring checked out of the ballgame a moment ago with the help of the training staff. But now he's going to be right back out there. 7:05 left here in the contest.
One receiver in the backfield, or one running back in the backfield. It's going to be Destin Loring. And again, we hadn't seen much out of him since early in the ball game. But when Neville came into the game, he came a little bit more of a part of the deep offense. And here is a wide open receiver in the end zone. Alexander Price, the tight end. Touchdown, William Penn. The junior from McKinney, Texas, with the catch.
That's the same play they ran 2 plays ago where he was in the back of the end zone and just couldn't find the ball. Well, that time he was able to high point it and steal it out of the air. And for the big tight end, Alexander Price, his first touchdown of the season last week, he was 4 catches, 78 yards.
PAT coming up. We've had no shortage of points here today as this kick is launched and good. We're going to take a break, Joseph, with 6:47 left. Ravens 45, Statesman 27.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, where the Benedictine Ravens at home for the first time this season. See their lead trimmed a little bit. They're still pretty comfortable at 45-27 with 6:47 to go. Because you see, at some point, do you see BC reach a little further into the depth chart, or do you, you know, at this point, you keep the starters out in week two?
Week two, you keep the starters out, especially with the big game coming up next Saturday.
Yeah, see, I didn't know how that train of thought work. Do you keep them out there and let them continue to hone their skills? Do you take them out and make sure they're at 100% for next week and safe and well and rested?
Unless somebody's banged up, I think you probably leave the offense out there. But as soon as I say that, I feel like those are a whole bunch of different numbers.
Well, I do see Gathright coming back into the game for Benedictine. And
so your offensive line is going to be Henry Lee, Rashad Beckham. That's most of them.
Yeah. We got Jackson Dooley out there running the ball for BC, and at 6:47 to go, the fair catch haven't been called for. The Ravens are going to begin the series at its own 25-yard line. Benedictine leading by some 18 here. And a handoff, Pugorji, he'll go left side, get 2-3 yards.
Not much going over there. Tyler Green, the freshman out of Tampa, Florida, makes a stop on the play.
And he was following a nicely blocked by 6'2 junior Tyler Watson, a tight end over on the left. So for Benedictine, probably some relatively conservative play, hoping to utilize a little bit of that clock, keep that thing rolling. It's second down 7, BC at their own 28. Talking about the fans, good to see some old Raven alumni popping in there. You never know who's going to walk through that door. Could be anybody. Second down. Back to throw again. Pumping once, pulling it back, hit, and then sacked back at the 15-yard line. Probably not the best decision of the day for Jackson.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's the first sack of the season.
I believe that's
of
right.
Jackson Dooley,
they had no
right?
sacks last week.
No
and
sacks.
I believe that's the first today. So
that time it came from the nose tackle. Malcolm Bryant, 5'10", 325-pound senior, got back there. And can I tell you, I don't really like to see a 325-pound guy rolling my quarterback over like that in the backfield. So, again, first sack of the season given up by this Raven offensive line, and they'll now be looking at a 3rd and 18. And right, you got to figure it's a screen pass to Ugorji.
Yep. Well, he's got the guy in the backfield on the right hand side of the quarterback, and instead it's going to be a quarterback draw. And I'm not sure I like to see my quarterback taking that kind of beating 2 plays in a row because he gets pummeled after about 5-yard gain.
I would pitch that real quick.
Well, that was very clearly the drawn up play. I mean, it was not like some kind of an option there. He took it a step back and ran straight forward downfield. Took a little punishment. The Ravens are going to be kicking it away on fourth down. So very speedy. Three and out for Benedictine. And Penn will have this ball back with 4.5 minutes roughly to play in the game and trailing at 45-27. Once more, Cullen Bruner to kick. He's at his own 10-yard line. So Penn looks to get some decent field position as this kick is away. And over end, will bounce 35, a huge Raven bounce. 30, 20, 15, 10, down to the 9-yard line. They had that one punt earlier that went down to the 1. This one is down to the 9-yard line. Cullen Bruner, there's a guy who could be a special team player of the week with the kind of numbers he has put up. Hasn't punted a lot, but he has done a great job of moving the opponent backward.
Yeah, Cullen Bruner having a good day kicking the football. How about that one? Just trying to see if we can find. I've got a few stats right here for Benedictine. That's going to be Cullen's fourth punt, 201 total yards, so 50 yards average. Punt right now.
That's not too shabby. 4:14 left in the ball game. At their own 10-yard line, here comes William Penn. QB's all the way back, 2 yards deep in the end zone, launches one deep. He's got a man in a one-handed effort. Falls short, incomplete.
A little more air underneath that pass, and all of a sudden you were going to see Lucas Hamilton take another big play to the house. Is that time? They ran a deep post, and Hamilton had beat both defenders that were on him, just the quarterback threw it a little too far out there. Today, Connor Neville, the quarterback right now, 7-14 passing for 73 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Jackson Dooley, over 300 yards passing today.
Penn, first down, second down now, at his own 10-yard line, second down 10. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. QB, short drop, goes left side. As quickly as it's caught, the tackle is going to be initiated and made. Trey Williams doing a nice job. He was shadowing the receiver, did not let him get very far away. And Rafael Irizarry will gain 5. It's third down, 5 at the 15. Penalty marker Sale as this pass is going to go incomplete into the left flat for Lucas Hamilton. And a marker along the line of scrimmage by the line judge is going to be a false start.
Yeah, the microphone's no longer working. It, the internet, and the phone lines all went the same place.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have a penalty against William Penn. Backs them. Should take it back to the 10-yard line. And it'll be 3rd and 10.
So, there they go. Back, kind of back where they started from again. For Penn, the trouble is you're eating up time, and time is something they have little of. 3.5 minutes to go now. Quarterback is back, hit in the end zone, released in the pass, and the receiver pushes off, but no markers down, and they're going to give him a catch at the 44, 45-yard line. The catch on the near side is going to be called complete, and it belongs to Amir Ebert, but was it just me who saw him push off on the near side?
Yeah, I thought he got a good hand over there and pushing off as he was working on the near side against Jackson Hoskins.
Here's a first down pass taken at the 50 in Interava territory at the 49-yard line. Again, that catch by Keegan Simmons as Penn goes deeper and deeper into the depth chart. And we get a timeout?
2 minutes. No. We're just going to...
Raven defense not happy. We're going to take a timeout. We'll hold this one here.
Because we're going to have another one comes up here in 48 seconds. So let's just take a minute and we'll kind of look over some of the stats that we have so far this afternoon. Benedictine has run 76 plays for 452 yards. William Penn, how about this? 62 plays, so what? 14 fewer plays, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're at 427 yards, so give or take about 20 yards fewer. So,
as a defense, I mean, you're happy that you know you're going to come away with a 2-0 start of the season, but you're going to end up giving up over 500 yards a game in the first two games.
Yeah, because, again, you're giving up right now about 7 yards a play. Benedictine gave up the one sack. The Raven defense has gotten 3 sacks against William Penn today. But for Penn, they're going to walk away from this game and say those 4 interceptions are really what's going to come back to haunt you. The opening kickoff return for a touchdown. Penalties have not been a big deal for Penn, 3 for 15. For Benedictine, 7 for 75, time of possession. Benedictine, 36 minutes. William Penn, 19 minutes. So
when you get a series going and you throw that interception pretty quickly, that kills that time of possession. Second down, 3. Pass over the middle, and, boy, that was a beautifully thrown pass, threading the needle between a couple of oncoming defenders, and it's going to be complete once again for William Penn to Amir Everett. One defender coming from each side, and that ball went right between the two of them. Everett with the catch, he'll move the sticks to the Raven 37-yard line, where it's another Penn first down. Quickly back, QB goes left side, and this time the pass is going to be tipped away and knocked out of bounds. As they're looking here on the near side for, who's that over here, Rafael Irizarry.
Trey Williams able to get another hand on that football, and Trey has done a really nice job since stepping in for the injured cornerback. And Trey, at 6 foot, 160 pounds, already has an interception this afternoon, but has that tall, lanky frame, able to get hands up in the passing lanes.
2:20 to go in the ballgame. QB's back, throws up the middle, picked off, another Raven INT at the 15-yard line, and that time, instead of bringing it back, that's probably a pretty smart play. Is that Trey? Trey Williams, interception number 2 today.
Yep. So his second interception of the afternoon, and for Benedictine, what a day right now. How about this? Javi Blomquist with 2. Trey Williams with 2. Zach Lacombe with only 1 today, but it's his second interception of the season. And so for Benedictine, good start.
Coach, it's good to see you, my friend.
So
take care of yourself.
With 2:14, the Ravens are going to have to run one play before we get to the 2-minute stoppage of play. But for the Benedictine Ravens, it's going to be a nice win getting ready for a big game next Saturday.
BC taking his time and going to get the snap off, hand off from Dooley, right side, gaining about 5, and we're going to take a timeout. Joseph, it is 2-minute timeout here in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be back for the final frame. Benedictine 45, William Penn 27.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Tell you what, guys, we talk about it all the time, and don't mistake the fact that I'm thoroughly biased, but you sit here in this stadium, you look around, this is as nice as it gets. I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous facility here on the campus of Benedictine College. Who knew 30 years ago that it could be this, right? Well, I know one guy who thought that. Quarterback back to throw, and Dooley will be sacked for the second time today. And again, he stood in there and did not, get rid of the ball or pitch it away, and just stood there and took the punishment.
Yeah, both of those. Excuse me, that sack was not the same guy. This one is going to be Ladarius Garner, 6'1", 255-pound junior defensive lineman out of Houston by way of Avila, makes a sack on the play. So we have a minute 57 left in the game, and for Benedictine, they're going to be looking at a 3rd and 13. Screen, draw, something to that effect, right?
Okay, you know, I would have thought so, but that's not what I'm seeing happening so far today. So I would say from past observation, I think that they're going to throw that ball over here, you know, into the flat, and
William Penn down to one timeout remaining.
And yeah, I admire Penn. I made a long bus ride down here. I'm going to get some snaps. I'm going to get these guys some playing time. I know I'm not going to win this game, but I'm going to do my very best to, you know, to get the most out of today's experience that I could possibly have gotten. Here come the Ravens back out of the field. Eddie's out there. Swiftlowski. Who we got? 65. That's Britton is out there. Britton Smith.
So next week. Yeah, September is rough for William Penn. They're going to be here in Atchison. Next week, they're going to be home 11:30 a.m. with Baker. And then the week after, or 2 weeks later, on the 28th, they're going to Huntsman Field at the Jenner Sports Complex to take on Graceland.
Here's a pass over to the right side, and it's going to be caught by Gathright. He dances up the sideline, stays in the field of play, will pick up a first down before he gets knocked out of bounds. The Ravens advance the chains, maintain possession of the football, and with a minute 48 to go in the ball game, are looking at a first and 10 at their own 33. That was a big catch and a bigger run after the catch. That was well done.
You got to think the Ravens looking to ice this one away now. They're going to bring Tanner Zimmerman and Tyler Watson into the ball game, and your lone back is going to be Dalton Witherspoon. And you got to expect that they're going to run this a couple times and get out of week two and be 2-0.
Dalton likes running the ball against this William Penn team. Last year, he had a fabulous game. Here's on first down, he's going to get a very short gain. Last year, 20 carries for a $1.71. That's a day for anybody.
You'll take those kind of numbers.
Yeah.
Right? Last week, he was 19 carries for 96 yards. That time, he's going to hit the middle and not much there. How about today? 19 carries now for 76 yards. No touchdowns on the afternoon, but a good output today for the junior running back out of Windsor, Missouri.
We got a little interruption of play. He's a Raven player. He's a little slow to get up. The trainer running out quick and going to give him a bit of a look-see. Wow. I say next week, Sports Look Thursday, it's the second week of the season. Let's do a homecoming. I mean, it's time for homecoming. Right?
Yeah, I mean, are we going to try to set a record this year with how many homecomings we can see?
When you start this early, you got a fighting chance, right? So we're going to be in Effingham, Kansas next Friday night as ACCHS will be at home, and it will be Tiger Homecoming 2024.
Cyclones, I believe, of Riverside coming down.
That's right, 100%. And then, again, next Saturday afternoon, right back here. So it's a... You know what? This was a conference game of the week. That's all well and good, but that one next Saturday could be the national game.
It's going to be tough to find one that's going to be much better than that game.
No question about it. So, Ravens, the pen is already out over the football. Here comes Benedictson dashing out. The play clock's at 14, 13, and down to 10 before they get over the ball. You got Jackson Dooley and a running back and Dalton Witherspoon. Play clock to two is a snap. Hand off Dalton, gets a yard.
You know, taking a delay of game right there wouldn't have been a big deal. And now you're going to see Avila. Well,
don't be the Avila guys. I get it.
William Penn's coach is going to come out there. Mark Benavidez in his second season at Penn because he came over to Penn from Avila, where he was able to take the Eagle Ants to the playoffs, and then he made the hop to Oskaloosa, Iowa, to take over for Todd Hafner after he retired from the program. So, for William Penn, I don't know. I mean, maybe a little better, maybe a little worse. I'm not really sure. You start looking at their record in 2023. They were 3-7. Last year, they were 4-6, and so they got one game better there. They were 1-4 in the Hart North, and then they got to 2-3 last year in the Hart North. So getting a little better, but right now they're going to continue to play at best third fiddle in the Hart North behind Grandview, And then you've got a huge step off, and then you've got Graceland, a pretty decent step off, and then the rest of the conference.
Inside a minute to go in the ballgame. Benedictine. Third and nine at their own 34. BC going to go to 2-0 here this afternoon. His motion will come down. Hand off, straight ahead, 40. There's your first down that's going to salt it away by Xavier Ugorji. I'll tell you what, I really, really enjoy watching him run because he is both fast and quick.
Well, and he's a guy who, at his size, you would expect him to try to run to the sideline and things. It's not his game. I mean, he is a hit-the-gap-and-fly-downhill type runner, and that time he did exactly that, and he picked up big yardage, and for the Ravens, they're going to have to snap it one more time.
BC gets into the diamond formation, and your final score this afternoon from Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, the Benedictine Ravens 45, William Penn 27. We'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi. This is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Both teams coming across exchanging pleasantries out of the middle of the field as Benedictine Gus advances their record to 2-0. Penn falls to 1-1. And, I mean, big picture on this game is jumping out in front early. Really, I think you can fairly say, just demoralize the opponent with the two touchdowns in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, those two first touchdowns were, I think, just kind of that gut punch for William Penn, right? You came in here, you were excited off of a big win last week. You thought you really had a shot at this team, especially when you start looking back at how things went last year against Benedictine. William Penn held them to 10 points. It was a 10-7 game at the end, but the opening kickoff goes 83 yards back to the house. Then it was your very first play from scrimmage. Quarterback drops back, throws it off into the right flat, and Javai Blomquist says, thank you very much, as he goes 26 yards back to the house. And I'm telling you, when it was all said and done, Benedictine got out early. They were able to kind of coast to the finish and come up with a nice victory this afternoon. How about that defense, though? Javai Blomquist with two interceptions. Trey Williams with two interceptions. Zachary Lacombe, only one interception today. But if you think back to it, Lacombe with the one interception last week, so we're back to two interceptions on the season. I think for me, kind of the funny stat, and this is something that you'll have to talk with Coach about for a moment. Do you realize that in four halves of football, the Raven defense has taken the ball away on the first drive of every half?
That's true. Yeah. Four halves, four takeaways to start the half.
Yeah. So the first three halves were interceptions back to the house, and then the Zach Lacombe started the second half today with an interception, but wasn't able to get it all the way back.
What that really means is you don't allow that opponent to get a jump on you.
Yeah, so your defense is doing a good job of keeping teams at bay. your offense is playing well enough to, you know, come away with victories. And again, a nice one here today. And now you can turn your attention to wash the uniforms real quick tomorrow afternoon, a 4 o'clock game here at Wilcox Stadium, junior varsity against Missouri Valley. And turn your attention to a very good Grandview team who has basically had all year to prepare for you.
Hey, we've been happy to bring this one to you here this afternoon. Look forward to bringing you the game between the Ravens and the Vikings next Saturday. Next Thursday, Sports Talk. Friday night, ACCHS homecoming game with Riverside. There's high school football on care on Friday, and then Saturday, Benedictine from Wilcox Stadium. Many thanks to our man Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Radio Sports Studio. And until we greet you next time, for Gus Counts up here in the booth, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, under clear skies, easterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 78. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 52. Lots of sunshine and dry Monday and Tuesday. Mid-80s Monday, upper 80s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Here is your Hot Country 93.74.
The September sale is here at Grimm's Gardens. Right now, you can save 25% off a stunning selection of trees, shrubs, perennials, mums, and houseplants. But don't wait, because these savings are only here for September. Come see us at Grimm's Gardens at 2991 Goldfinch Road in Hiawatha, where our team is ready to help you pick the perfect plants at the perfect price. And be sure to stop by for our Customer Appreciation Day for food, fun, and great deals on Saturday, September 21st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Grimm's Gardens, where beautiful lawns and landscapes begin.
Care Country birthdays and anniversaries. Every morning on The Morning Show. We love reading them. We just have a couple of rules for you. Submit your birthday or anniversary by emailing careradio@gmail.com. That's KAIRRADIO@gmail.com. Make sure you include the name and date. We take birthday submissions as early.